Tomorrow's News Today.
Humanity is awakening and striking back. It's Monday, July 4th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are 126 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 27 seconds to the kickoff of the most important election in world history. I am your host, Alex Jones, very blessed and honored to be with you live here today in defiance of tyranny and defense of human life and freedom. Say the crew has been doing a fabulous job and going through a lot of stressful times. Very blessed and honored for them and all the listeners and viewers and activists and supporters and sponsors and affiliates. And last night, Chase Geiser always does a good job. But man, he really, I listened to all 2 hours, watched and listened back and forth with all 2 hours. Superlative 2 hours last night, Sunday Live. Okay, boom. I read the Supreme Court ruling or scanned over it when it came out about an hour ago. And I wanted to make sure, and I called a couple of constitutional lawyers who'd already read it, one of them Robert Barnes, and I just talked to each of the two lawyers I talked to about 60 seconds, and I said, am I correct the media is downplaying or not even covering the fact that they basically said Jack Smith's office was not created constitutionally, so the whole thing has to be thrown out? And they said, correct. And am I correct that they're whitewashing, that the judge has been totally reversed, and that Trump clearly did these acts, which weren't even criminal, in his presidential capacity, which he has total immunity in, and that only impeachment is the way to remove a president, and then he can be charged? And he was never convicted. He only started the process in the two impeachments. And the lawyers were like, yes, that's exactly right. So the corporate media is spinning it that this Obama-appointed globalist judge that's gone along with all this fraud who just got reversed, that it's in her hands. No, it's not. This will never get to trial now by the election, but you watch. Then after the election, the Supreme Court is going to reverse her. She'll probably continue her criminal activity and point out, we told you that you had to rule on the fact, and they said it's clear that he was not constitutionally put into power. It was not even done by Congress. That office doesn't exist. It was just the Justice Department creating its own agencies. The Supreme Court just ruled last week again that these agencies can't create their own laws. So a mega massive reversal, absolutely huge. Just like last week, the Supreme Court in another case said, juries have to find people unanimously guilty on all criminal counts, on each criminal count. Not all counts, but each count. Well, the judge in the criminal trial, in the kangaroo trial in New York, told them, you don't have to agree unanimously on these counts, just in general, that he's a criminal. That's on its face completely unconstitutional. So the Supreme Court just slapped that down. Everything they've done is a fraud. People started to get wise to this during my show trials where the judge has already found me guilty. And they're like, how is this happening? Because these people are running scared. I mean, they tried to have federally appointed people 4 weeks ago lock the doors without a court order and told me, get out of the way, son. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to call the police. They're going to ask for a court order. Get your ass out of here. And then took 2 weeks to get in front of the judge. The judge fired his ass. Told him 10 times, Mr. Jones is in charge, not you. But the guy's a big leftist, Patrick McGill. So they all think that they can do whatever they want. And that's not how this works, because the people are now standing up and the worm is turning. So this is huge. Robert Barnes joins us in 10 minutes. Then we have the federal whistleblower, another one of the federal whistleblowers, on the establishment of internment camps that are being expanded across America in all 50 states. That's in the third hour. I'm going to do a big analysis on what's happening in the world, the economy, in the fourth hour. We'll also open the phones up here today. It's going to be a massive transmission. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are live, Monday, July 1st, 2024, and the Supreme Court just reversed the globalist and their witch hunt against Trump in massive, massive action. Robert Barnes is coming up in T-minus 7 minutes to break it down. Constitutional lawyer. We're going to have open phones to respond to all the incredible news as well. I'll be hosting all 4 hours today, and then the War Room. The mighty Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today, right here at InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
I can smell victory. I can taste victory. I can see victory. In the air. Woo! I haven't been taking on the New World Order for 30 plus years because I thought I was fighting some losing battle. We're fighting a winning battle with God on our side. Anything we have envisioned, we've been able to build. We can do anything together with God, and we will. The age of the tyrant now being challenged. Are we offering some utopia? No. But we're certainly offering a world where tyrants have to hide and sneak, not openly piss in our faces. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this July 1st transmission. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes joins us here in about 6-7 minutes. And when you see the headlines everywhere, from the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN. Oh, well, this is not a big deal. It's in the hands of this judge, this Obama judge. It's in her hands now. No, it was a stinging reversal of her activity with the Criminal Justice Department and the unconstitutionally appointed office of the special prosecutor, the UN prosecutor, Jack Smith. That's the big takeaway. And, of course, they ruled that the immunity clause is in the damn Constitution. And that any official act that the president carries out is immune from federal or state or local prosecution. The only check on it, or you'd always have the other branches of government seizing the executive branch and vice versa, separation of powers, is by impeachment. Well, Trump was indicted in the House twice, but never convicted in the Senate. They never even got to trials because it was all a lie. They claimed Trump directed attacks on January 6th. He said the opposite, peacefully marched up to where we had a stage by the Supreme Court on the back of the Capitol. Trump always has peaceful rallies. He just go out and say attack the Capitol. It's a horrible idea. Where's the motive? No, it was the Fed's insurrection. It was a setup. He walked into a trap. So you've got that, them saying, no, he's clearly got immunity, that just destroys all these other fraudulent cases. This is a big deal. And then once he's president in 126 days, president-elect, and once he gets sworn in 79 days after that, so do the math. What's 126 days and 79? That's how many days we've got. Guys, do the math for me. 126 with 79. And that's the number of days. In fact, our new countdown, we'll have a countdown to the election. We'll also have a countdown to the 79 days of hell, which is 126 days. And then that 79 days I told you about 4 years ago, where I explained what they were going to pull and how they'd pull it. And they sure as hell did. So this is a massive, massive, ultra massive reversal of the deep state's behavior. They are in full, complete panic mode. And I'm going to make the prediction right now. I was thinking about it this morning. And I was literally walking into one of the other editors' offices, Darren McBreen and Rob Deuce share an office, and I was about to open my mouth, because I'd left my jacket in there last Friday, I was looking for it, and say, I think Biden's going to step down very soon. And McBreen goes, you think Biden's about to step down? And I said, yeah, you just took the words right out of my mouth. They're scheming and scamming behind the scenes with all the different political, oligarchical factions in the Democratic Party and the donor class. He's going to go to Camp David now. They say he may spend a week, 2 weeks there. And they're going to then try to hammer out deals for who they're going to decide to put forward and who their new candidate's going to be. And then he'll stay in office through the rest of his term until January 21st, 2025, and he'll be able to pardon his son, and there'll suddenly be all these reports about how magisterial he is and how beautiful he is, and they'll have a big facelift for Biden. Biden's gone. I just have looked at all the evidence, looked at the tea leaves, the donor class turning against him, the deep state putting articles out saying, oh, it's a Biden oligarchy, and mentioning the political technicians that aren't actually the bosses but thought they were, and their own little palace coup within the Democrat Party deep state coup that they executed almost 4 years ago. So now the big dogs are coming in and saying not so fast to the Politico operatives. Now the Biden family's publicly telling him to keep fighting as they huddle at Camp David, but you heard it here. I think within 2 weeks on the inside, maybe 3 weeks on the outside, Biden says, fine, we need to put it to the people, because this is not what a democracy does. I know we're a republic, but they'll call it a democracy. You don't have an oligarchy that then chooses who the new candidate will be, but they'll put it out and say, oh, let's have another debate. They might even in like 3 weeks have a snap debate with Newsom, Hillary, Big Mike, who knows. You'll have a lot of jockeying around, a lot of discussions, a lot of debating, and they'll have polls, and then the media will say, oh, the people want this person. And then even though Michelle Obama doesn't take part in maybe the debates or the town halls that Hillary and Gabham and the Vice President Kamala will, still, they'll have the vote, and people are going to want Big Mike. But don't count out Hillary. She has a lot of the muscle and a lot of operatives still inside the government. So there's so many angles to this. And then at the closed cyber convention they're going to have in Chicago, they will then trot out who the new person is, and the delegates, 700 of them, or a large portion of those will vote for who they want to be the replacement. But I'm kind of putting the cart before the horse here. But we need to start also wargaming what's going to happen during the 79 days of hell if and when Trump overpowers, the American people overpower the election fraud. But such a landslide, there's not enough dead people in the database or folks that have moved out of district that we know are in Zuckerberg's $400+ million database that they used in 2020 that they've updated. They're going to run out of bullets. They can only steal so many people's identities. So really, Biden's the perfect candidate being elected by dead people. That's why he's basically living dead, a zombie. Now, on the outside that Biden does not step down, they're going to assassinate him and blame it on a Trump supporter or poison him or something along those lines. But he'll be dead very soon because they don't have much time to tee up their next candidate. That's not the case. But we'll get into that later in the hour with constitutional lawyer, great historian, good friend of mine, Robert Barnes. Let's first go into this ruling. I called him today. I called another lawyer, a constitutional lawyer that I know that doesn't go on air. And I said, what's the ruling? And they basically said exactly what I, as a layperson, thought. Huge shoot down of Jack Smith and his appointment being unconstitutional. So if she doesn't reverse that now, they'll just reverse her later. And a huge shoot down. This is my lay response. We'll get Barnes expert taken in about 60 seconds. And then also saying obviously he has immunity in official presidential capacity, which also destroys the other criminal cases. He was obviously operating as the president, plus he didn't even do the things they said he did, like order people to attack the Capitol. This is all preposterous. They were just counting on a D.C. jury to just certify a fraud. So this is a big reversal, but the entire corporate media is like, oh, it's up to her now, the Obama judge, the immigrant judge from Jamaica. No, this is a repudiation of her, but you don't see that anywhere in the New York Times, anywhere in CNN, anywhere. Go to Drudge, there's dozens of articles. None of it is about the judge has been reversed. That's the headline. Judge reversed in devastating Supreme Court repudiation of her tyrannical activity. Supreme Court spotlights unconstitutional appointment of Jack Smith. The Justice Department doesn't have the power to create new agencies outside of Congress. Boom. Reaffirms presidential immunity. Or there would be warfare constantly with other branches trying to seize control of the government. The only power to remove the president is the impeachment or the ballot box. And those are both strong remedies. All right, that's my lay talk here, like I was a first-year law student, Robert Barnes. Am I right? What am I wrong about? Give us your expert analysis. Robert Barnes.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's partially split the baby. They should have gone further and held the impeachment clause prevented prosecution, but they decided not to use that Founding Fathers carve-out clause. So instead, we got five justices. Barrett, as usual, concurred and dissented in part. But we got the necessary majority to say that the president is immune from criminal prosecution for any official act he took. If what he did, he could only do because he was the president of the United States, including whether it was in the outer perimeter of his responsibilities, he is immune. And here they're borrowing from civil immunity cases. They say that the president is immune from criminal prosecution if he's immune from civil suits for damages. And that, if anybody's read that case law, is very, very broad. And the only difference it draws is it says if it's the Constitution that gave him the authority to do it, he has absolute immunity. If it comes from an act of Congress, then he has presumptive immunity, and that it can only be breached if they can say that the criminal prosecution could in no way cause any problems for the executive branch in the future, which that's going to be an impossible standard to meet. So basically, if they couldn't sue him for damages, they can't criminally prosecute him. That's the simple upshot of the Supreme Court's decision today. So the only thing they can, and then the second standard they required is they required a thorough analysis at the very beginning of the case before it's allowed to move forward, before it ever gets to a trial, to analyze what is alleged that could be considered an official act. And so that's part in terms of the procedure to enforce this requires that kind of diligent review by the judge before the case reaches any further aspect.
And don't they also tee up Jack Smith saying clearly it looks like he wasn't appointed constitutionally, which we know he wasn't. So if she doesn't do the right thing and basically shut it all down because he's not constitutional, they're already teed up now to fully reverse her once he's elected.
Yeah, Justice Thomas's concurrence established that. So what Thomas really did is he wrote an opinion concurring, so it's not a binding precedent of the Supreme Court. But Thomas's concurrence is designed to help Judge Cannon in Florida, because Judge Cannon is considering that precise question as we speak. Was Jack Smith, did he even have the constitutional authority to
now
act?
Explain that. The Supreme Court justices themselves, like Thomas, are pointing kind of like breadcrumbs or glowing arrows in the dark about what the Supreme Court's thinking is.
Precisely. And what Thomas is doing is, he's Cannon's under massive political pressure to not consider any of Trump's substantive motions to dismiss. That's why they're waging war on her in Politico. That's why they're leaking things. That's why they're filing bogus ethics complaints against her. They want her removed from the case. It's all an intimidation effort by the lawfare, by the Democrats, to prevent her from ruling, hey, Jack Smith never was constitutionally appointed. And what she now has is cover from Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas saying, by the way, that Jack Smith was clearly not appointed consistent to the Constitution. And, you know, if Roberts had a little bit of guts, he would have added that to the full opinion and would have ended the case in one swoop. Now, I think one reason why Roberts did not is because the case this impacts, people are focused on the D.C. case and then looking somewhat to the Florida case. But this case directly impacts the Georgia case. It also impacts the New York case. Because what
so I was right to say this devastates all the criminal crap.
Completely. And like in the New York case, that judge never did the analysis that the Supreme Court said you now have to do when the former president is criminally prosecuted. The very first thing you have to do as a judge before you allow the case to proceed at all is go through, are there any facts alleged that are official acts of the president? Are there any facts alleged that he would be immune from if he was being sued for monetary damages in a civil suit? Are there any facts alleged that relate to his motives? Because Supreme Court said you can't use that kind of evidence. You can't go into his motives. That's not within your judicial cognizance to constitutionally do. You can't use his private papers. You can't use statements with his any of his advisors.
And Robert, I want to drill through all this and how this even affects stuff with Bannon, who said, look, I have presidential, you know, immunity because I did this as his advisor. And then we've got Merrick Garland saying, well, I work for the president, so I have immunity. I don't have to answer to Congress, but everybody else, gets to be sent to prison, as Bannon reported today. So I know I'm interrupting. I want you to continue, but just in a larger picture, answer my question on this and then go back through the technicals. Am I right to say the corporate media is playing this down and saying, oh, they just sent it back. It's her decision now. They totally reversed her, and they just discredited all these other cases and created a roadmap or blueprint for the other judges that they should follow. And if they don't follow that, the Supreme Court's signaling, we will overturn you.
Well, yeah, they completely eviscerated the indictment. And remember, they just overturned the obstruction statute. That's the main thing he's charged with anyway. And they put in a footnote, the court has to evaluate that. So the court has to look at, did Jack Smith ever have the power to bring this prosecution? If not, whole thing has to be dismissed. She has to dismiss the obstruction charge because that no longer fits. So that only leaves some of their bigger legal reaches to begin with. And they say you have to go through and look at that and say, are any of these things that are within the outer perimeter of a presidential duty? And in fact, they go through and identify a whole bunch of things that clearly are already immune.
So bottom line, the Supreme Court just devastated the witch hunt against Trump.
Yeah, the federal lawfare against Trump is DOA. The Florida case and the D.C. case are DOA. The Georgia case is now likely DOA. That only leaves the New York case. And the judge there never did this analysis. They said before any former president can reach trial, you as a judge must go through piece by piece by piece. Does the indictment allege anything that concerns an official act? Did it use any evidence concerning his private papers? And if you haven't done that, you've got to vacate the verdict. I think Trump's team has the right to go to the New York court and move to vacate the verdict on the grounds the court never did its constitutional duty as established now by this Supreme Court decision in Trump v. the United States. And so that could mean that there is no sentencing on July 11th. They already have the juror contamination issue, tampering issue, with a rogue juror violating their oath. So between those two, there's a good argument that this judge should not even do sentencing, should vacate the verdict, should take out everything that could be immune, and have to go back and do a whole trial all over again. And so it's a massive win for the president. It's not as big as it could have been. It's not as big, in my view, as it should have been. But what it does is it establishes that all of the lawfare against the president over by the Biden administration, the Justice Department, are DOA. I mean, the only thing they got left is some part of the New York case. That's it. Some part of the New York case has to go because people forget all the allegations of the New York case concern conduct and actions he took while president. All the decisions about the how to book the item and the rest, what was their grounds for criminal allegations, took place while he was president. And the question is, and they're the ones who say he did it in order to stay president. So isn't that within his presidential duties? Isn't that within his presidential prerogatives? I mean, it was the prosecution that claimed if he hadn't been president, he wouldn't have been prosecuted because he did this in order to become president.
So let me ask you this. You did an excellent job breaking this down. You can continue on with any points you want to get to, but it's all fascinating. But 35,000 foot view as a historian, you know your history and just a citizen and also a popular podcaster. This is a citizen here. Gut level, what does this do to the deep state on top of the disastrous situation with the debate with Biden? This has got to demoralize the deep state massively. And then how do they respond? False flags, attempted race war, they've been getting all that ready.
I think there will be some effort for the district court in D.C. to ignore the Supreme Court's decision and try to go forward with that case. But as you note, then she'll just be overturned again. They're giving her a chance to carve out the case in a way that is constitutional. And if she doesn't, all they'll do is say, well, you just can't get anything right and take it away from her entirely. So I think that politically, the significance is that the deep state, the Florida indictment was that the deep state is above the president, that the deep state legally and constitutionally controls whether a secret is kept from the American people. Over the objections of the president, the only elected official in the executive branch. So that was a terrifying case at multiple levels. And now that case has been utterly eviscerated by the nature of this presidential immunity decision. So I think from an ordinary person perspective, the president can be the president and doesn't have to look over his shoulder and worry about being entrapped or extorted by some rogue prosecutor somewhere in the world who is often acting at the behest and the behalf of the deep state. So it takes away the power of the deep state to extort and blackmail the president of the United States.
What would your headline be then? Because headlines are key. We hear, oh, it's no big deal. Hand it back to this Obama judge to decide. Just a technicality. No, this is a massive repudiation of the lawfare, of the witch hunt across the board by the Supreme Court. They say first thing is it looks like Jack Smith was not appointed constitutionally, which we know he wasn't. So up front, that just absolutely blows all this up. I mean, I don't know how to come up with a line here.
It's a massive win for America. I mean, not just a massive win for President Trump, a massive loss for the Biden administration, a massive loss for the deep state, a massive loss for lawfare. You know, SCOTUS says enough is enough when it comes to lawfare. But it's a massive win for America. Deep state loses, Trump wins. And in this case, the American people win. Because the ability of the deep state to use the power of criminal prosecution to extort or blackmail a president of the United States was going to be off the charts unless the Supreme Court did what they did here. And remember that this would apply to prosecutors anywhere in the world, right? I mean, they could, any prosecutor.
Including the UN.
In the world,
including the UN.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is where Jack Smith comes from.
That's right. I mean, the International Criminal Court, you could have, you could have some court in Iran. Right. Indict President Trump and then the Biden administration extradite him to Iran for criminal prosecution. I mean, that's how dangerous they were, the fire they were playing with. So massive win for America, massive win for the rule of law. It could have gone further. In my view, it should have gone further, but it went far enough to get us what we need.
All right, Robert Barnes, stay there. Any other key points on this? I want to shift gears into the debate, into Biden stepping down, what you think is going to happen. I really respect your view. Who will be the replacement with Robert Barnes? Straight ahead. Stay with us. Check him out at Viva Barnes. We'll tell you about it when we come back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Martin effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've been on the air 30 years, and I always tell it like I see it. I'm wrong sometimes, but not often. The left, the globalists, they sell pipe dreams. They tell their idiot supporters that everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be beautiful. They'll spend $100,000 on a worthless education, you're going to get a great job. Now there's new statistics out that not just conservatives, but liberals and women and minorities are turning against the educational system, realizing that 90% of the time it's worthless. Confidence in U.S. universities plunges to new lows as young people, women, and Democrats shower on academia. It's not that we couldn't have good academia, but these have become political brainwashing systems. They're repudiated. So the reason I raise that is everything the globalists touch is falling apart. Whether you're in Australia, always start furthest away, or New Zealand, or Asia, or Eastern Europe, or the Middle East, or Africa, or Western Europe, or North America, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, into Latin America, into South America, Central America, Populist anti-globalists are winning everywhere despite incredible lawfare, assassination attempts, assassinations, you name it. So I bet on humanity a long time ago, believing if people understood the globalist plan, that we would come together and beat it. Now, they got the ESGs, and they're putting in the cashless society everywhere. They're trying to replace us with robots. But just like Zuckerberg's metaverse, if we just rejected even a large minority of us, it will fail. We're approaching a majority right now. Now, a majority is starting to be awake somewhat, but they're not active. You get an active large minority, we win. You get a somewhat active majority, we win. So that said, the deep state, though, has tricks. Cyber attacks, economic collapse, wars, false flags, civil unrest. And what does Macron threaten? He said, you vote me out, there'll be civil war. He said that last week. I covered it again last night. Millions of communists and liberals burning things up, blowing things up all over France right now. They're doing the same stuff in Germany as the Populist Party begins to win. I mean, look at all those communists and people out there. So if you're a TV viewer, you can see it. So at least we're in the fight. And the tide is beginning to turn. But now's the time for maximum political action, massive economic support of patriots and independent media and organizations that will step fight, because information is critical in this fight, and having the truth is beyond critical. And also praying to God. Barnes, putting on your historian hat, because I know a lot of history and you always impress me. You know even more than I do in many cases. How would you quantify or define the period we're in right now? And then give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then let's turn towards the debate, the aftermath. I believe Biden will step down. It'll probably be sooner rather than later, because the deep state needs to get their new candidates up there, make it look more democratic when it's really, even Axios admits, a oligarchy that is in control. So you have an oligarchy of political interests battling over who the new puppet will be. He's at Camp David, obviously, I believe, trying to cut a new deal. That's a lot to unpack, but big picture, where is the world? And let's move into the debate. And the big political Democrat Party deep state civil war, I think, is clearly happening right now, as they battle over the levers of power and then try to organize themselves to stop Trump. But I see their confusion really is another great sign for us.
Yeah, well, we were on the precipice of a constitutional crisis as to whether we would have a functioning government or we would go full third, you know, banana republic, third world. And what has precluded that is that the Supreme Court has stepped into the breach, fortunately, and put an end to that. They're not going to allow the judicial branch to be hijacked for politically motivated lawfare on a continuous basis against the likely future president and former president of the United States. And the net political ramifications of this opinion is that it basically moots almost all of the, at least the federal and at least large parts of the state criminal lawfare being waged against President Trump. And that means that that tool that they were relying upon to be able to, you know, that's the reason why the New York case court rushed the case. The New York court wanted that verdict to come in before this Supreme Court verdict could come in, so that they could at least, you know, run around screaming convicted felon on their TV advertising, even if that entire case ultimately has to be thrown out because of the decision today. So I think that they assumed that the lawfare would work in the court of public opinion. They assumed that the debate would redound to their benefit. Now they know that the lawfare can't continue effectively at all. Now they know that the American people have rejected the New York case verdicts. And now they know that the American people rejected Biden's performance in the debate. So that does raise the next question of how long do they wait to try to do something drastic to stop President Trump? Do they try to cut a deal with President Trump to mitigate their risk and exposure? I think those are the only two plausible paths they have over the next 45 to 60 days, because they're on the clock. The Democratic Convention meets in August. There's all kinds of legal hurdles with trying to get Biden off the ballot. There's all kinds of procedural hurdles in terms of all of his campaign funds have to be returned to the donors. The Democratic Convention rules require him to consent, they have to nominate him, by law. There's ballots that the Democrats are going to be stuck with Biden's name on it no matter what, because of the timing of any attempted substitution. So they have to finagle through all of those bureaucratic hurdles. And as you note, they've got to sell somebody if they're going to replace Biden on somebody that's more popular in the working class areas in the Midwest. Right now, there's no known Democratic candidate who fits that profile. They've got to make it look like it's a democratic and natural process, not a hijacked process. They got to do it while somehow preventing Willie Brown's political machine and Kamala Harris from being installed as that presidential nominee because she's the least popular of any of the alternatives to Biden.
Yeah, let's remember, she got 1.5 points at her high in the Democrat vice presidential debates in 2000.
Yeah, I mean, when she campaigned herself for the presidency in 2020, she was supposed to be the Barack Obama replacement. And she ended up being another version of Macron.
And again, let's visit that. It came out, what we said at the time was true, that CNN and the big tech companies believe she was the best. What is their disconnect when they met with her? They thought, this is our superstar, when the woman, without even having dementia, cannot string two words together, is obviously on Xanax. Why the hell would the establishment want her?
Because she fits the Barack Obama profile. Someone who checks the box in terms of diversity stats, you know, biracial, African American, a woman. And so those are all considered winners. The main person who made her look like a winner her whole career, including in those presidential discussions in 2020, was the Willie Brown machine. Willie Brown ran. I mean, people don't fully appreciate that Willie Brown is to California what Tammany Hall used to be to New York. Now, Willie Brown is opposite the Pelosi, Feinstein, Gavin Newsom machine in California. Those two don't get along. But Willie Brown has incredible political juice. He knows how to work all the levers. He made sure all the big tech boys and the Wall Street boys really believed that Kamala Harris was a female Barack Obama and that would deliver like he did. Now, I always said she's the dumbest lawyer I ever went up against in court. She failed the bar multiple times. If you'd been around her, you'd know her own staff hated her, that she was not capable of being a
her real talent
president.
Is being a puppet and a sex machine.
She has skills. They're just not the skills that are useful for being president.
So, it's hard to call it, but dead reckoning, what do you think unfolds?
I think they're, unless they get Biden to agree to step down, they're going to have a hard, hard time replacing him. And that creates the greater risk we talked about last week, that there is a way. How do you build big narrative? Like, you look at the objectives. They need to replace Biden. They need a narrative that sells their replacement as a popular, likable replacement being done in a democratic process that doesn't lead to allegations of corruption and the rest. Well, the only way to really do, and they need to remove Kamala Harris at the same time. You know, a false flag event that takes both of them out literally would be the thing I would be most concerned about, the deep state resorting to. If we looked at this like it was a banana republic, which is the way it has become under the Biden administration, that's how the deep state would operate in those areas. They would say, how do we build a martyrdom campaign? The martyrdom campaign explains, how and why it makes popular the replacement for Biden, that you make him martyred based on some so-called Trump supporter doing something, you know, terrible and, you know, like a bomb or something like that. And so you're able to blame Trump, make a martyr of Biden, celebrate their replacement and make him the more viable replacement. Now, I think you're absolutely right. The problem they have, Michelle Obama hates politics, hates people, doesn't want to get anywhere near it. If they can't draft her, then the person they're stuck with is going to be Hillary Clinton. Gavin Newsom has no chance of outmaneuvering Hillary Clinton.
And by the way, Hillary started a whole presidential tour now, a book tour. She suddenly come back out of her eel hole.
Yep. And you can tell, hey, folks, we made a mistake in 2016. If I'd been made president, none of this terrible chaos would have happened. So just put me back in, the first female president, going to break the glass ceiling. She's got all of her deep state ties and allies in line. She's the kind of person that could pull this off. I mean, the Clintons were the basis of the House of Cards TV show on Netflix, right? I mean, people were amazed at the number of people who could die in close proximity to the Clintons, and nothing ever happened. You know, they never faced criminal prosecution. They never face civil prosecution.
And by the way, don't think the system isn't crazy enough to try to put her back in. That's absolutely on target. So you don't see Newsom really as a contender. You're saying Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton because you believe Big Mike won't do it.
Correct. People can't underestimate how much she hates the peasants, you know, the common people. She just despises ordinary Americans. She didn't even want Barack Obama to go into politics. And the quid pro quo was, okay, I'll go along with all this, but when it's over, we cash in and I never have to do that crap again. She wants to be on statutes. You know, she would only want to run a 19th century campaign, you know, where she only gets favorable interviews with people. Also, they know she can't keep her anger under wrap. Put her in a debate will be a complete disaster because all of a sudden people are like, oh, we got angry person wants to be president. Because she's just nasty and she hates, really can't underestimate how much she hates politics and hates people.
Let's talk about finish your point and then wild cards. The war with Russia, the Middle East, the borders.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the other possible false flag, tribute, right? They could try to blame some sort of Russian terrorism. They've been you're very good at putting out to people, look for these stories where they're trying to preface something. They're trying to precondition your mind to accept something later on, whether it's a TV show, a film, a book, or a news story, right? Well, they put out a news story about some Trump supporter supposedly threatening President Biden. That was then used as an excuse by Jack Smith to talk about it in a gag order attempt in the Florida case. So they're preconditioning people for that narrative.
You got Maxine Waters, all the professors, TV shows, movies, Civil War, right-wingers training in the woods to come kill black people. I mean, I'm seeing maximum predictive programming for a racial false flag.
Exactly. And then so if they don't go that route, the second route would be blame Russia, right? They've already done that a little bit by staging terrorist events in Russia against the Russian people being used with U.S. assets and deep state ties. They might try to blame that here and say, see, we have to escalate against Putin. We're now at risk of nuclear war. Everybody's got to get ready. We don't have time really to worry too much about this campaign. We got to rally around whoever the president is in order to protect us in wartime. So that's definitely a second risk. A third risk is that, as you've talked about, they try to recreate COVID 2020 all over again. They're playing around with that, with bird flu and getting into cows and trying to say it could spread somehow magically just through raw milk as an excuse to shut down small farmers and raw milk. But maybe they try to extend that to say, oh, it's really broken out. We've got to put major control. We got to do mass mail-in voting again. And maybe they try to get away with it one more time. So I think and then you can't rule out if they're the deep state, don't they try to go to Trump and cut a deal with Trump and say, look, as long as you put Tim Scott in as VP, as long as you put Marco Rubio in as VP, then we'll back off. We'll let
problem is Trump kind of made a deal before thinking they'd work with him. They stabbed in the back. I don't think Trump's going to make the deal.
Yeah, well, I think we'll know either way. The VP choice would tell us whether Trump's made a deal or not. If he picks Tim Scott or Marco Rubio, the deep state is the one with insurance. And Trump no longer has life insurance because he knows if he bucks the deep state, they'll take him out in a heartbeat. So if Trump does not choose either one of those candidates, if he chooses J.D. Vance, Ben Carson,
let me just say this. I happen to talk to somebody very close to Trump. I mean, real close. I'll just leave it at that a few weeks ago. And it's J.D. Vance is what I'm told.
If it's J.D., that means Trump has cut no deal. And he's marching forward. And if you look at it, Trump's gambles have paid off. He believed that if he fought it in the court of public opinion, fought it in the courts of law, that ultimately he would prevail against all this lawfare. And the Supreme Court just said he's right today, that his gamble paid off. So he doesn't need to cut a deal with any of those people. And I think he should double down with someone like J.D. Vance, because we need to fix this long term. We can't have this happen all over again.
And why do you like J.D. Vance? I mean, he defended me before he was running for Senate. He's defended me since. And I met him and talked to him. You know, seems like him as chief of staff, you know, been big listeners for decades. So it's good to have fans there. But he did do some Never Trumper stuff early on 8 years ago. What do you make of him now?
Yeah, I mean, the reality in 2016 is he was busy selling a book and a movie. And he wasn't involved in politics. So he was going to go along with whatever the mainstream message was at the time. He has since rejected all of that. And the proof in the pudding is twofold with J.D. Vance. First, March of 2022, he was the first major Republican candidate to come out against the Ukrainian war.
That was key.
And I talked to him for over an hour on the phone about it.
Yeah, if you're following the donor class, you don't do that.
Exactly. In fact, that's what he said. He said, you understand, Barnes, the entire system is going to come down against me as soon as I make my announcement. I'm going to get defunded. I'm going to get tens of millions of dollars funded against me. I'm going to get hit pieces in Rupert Murdoch's publication and in Politico and elsewhere. That's what happened. But he said, you know what? I'm only running for the Senate. I'm already wealthy. I'm already successful. I'm already famous. I'm only running for the Senate so that some young J.D. Vance like me doesn't have to go to another dumb war in Iraq and die.
Sure. So that's the word I've got is it's J.D. Vance or Ben Carson.
Yeah. And I think and if it's that, then Trump is not cutting a deal and it's straight on confrontation with the deep state and the Democratic Party and its allies.
Yeah, because Carson comes off, you know, like an NPR broadcaster. He's very calm, but he's very smart. And he's very loyal.
And he's the kind of African-American candidate that black voters relate to, not unlike Tim Scott.
He's actually, and unlike Kamala Harris, he's actually black.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about it. We're the first ever black president, had no slave ancestors, but did have slave owner ancestors.
By the way, black, exactly. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but black folks, anybody, I think, it's nothing against bachelors, because, you know, you've been married, I've been, whatever the point is. He's never been married, we never seen a girlfriend. I mean, and if he's gay, whatever, I'm not mad at him about that. It's just a little weird.
Yeah, the black community will smell him out in a heartbeat, and they will not trust him, and they won't want to be associated with Trump because they don't want to be associated with Tim Scott. Whereas they see Ben Carson, he's an old school black conservative doctor. That's somebody
made it on his own as a recognized top brain surgeon.
Yeah, and the way he talked is just like if you go to a black church, hang out with folk. He talks like ordinary people do. And that's what makes him accessible and likable. So Ben Carson or J.D. Vance would be great. I'd be fine with it, Tulsi Gabbard. I like Vivek. I like the fact that Vivek is coming up with solid, specific ideas to destroy the deep state. I just don't want anything to do with Tim Scott. And I don't want Marco High Heels Rubio.
How bad Rubio is. I think he would be even worse than the other senator.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, this guy is deep within deep state. I mean, so he doesn't give you anything with Mexican American voters. He's Cuban. There will be no special. Oh, he's also Hispanic. That won't matter at all with him. So he'll add no votes for Trump, and he will provide no life insurance. Because Marco Rubio is as deep state gets. He was the deep state favored candidate after Jeb Bush flamed out in 2016. So if he's anywhere near the White House, Trump is compromised. That just as Pence compromised as Trump and undermined Trump, Rubio would do the same thing. Plus, he means that if Trump bucks the deep state, they'll take Trump out. Because they know Marco Rubio will dance to whatever tune the deep state wants him to dance to.
Well, that's right. Marco Rubio is really smart and talks a good game, but he's a chameleon. He can't be trusted.
Well, and you remember that from interacting with him in the Capitol, right? You know, the wuss attitude he had? He's not going to take on any institutions of power. He'll be their little,
By the way, I've never told this story. I've told you privately. I was at Trump Hotel 3 hours after getting ready to fly out. I had the feds show up at the hotel, and I haven't even told the story yet. CIA literally threatening me after that happened over it. And it was all very veiled, but they were very pissed. That guy's their darling.
Completely. Oh, completely. I mean, just look at the way he interacts with you. I mean, he's a B word that rhymes with rich. I mean, that's what he is.
By the way, that was the top story in the country that day. They were visibly pissed that I did that. Like you disrespected him. You better watch out.
Yeah, well, you exposed him for who he is. I mean, he's someone that they've tried to pretend is this working class hero icon that has populist values. There's not a populist bone in his body. And so and he's totally compromised. Worse than Pence. Scott and Rubio would both be worse than Mike Pence.
Absolutely. We're out of time. In closing, 60 seconds, what else do you want to impart to folks? Robert Barnes, how people find your show? Or a minute and a half.
Sure. Well, I mean, a great win today by the Supreme Court if you care about America's constitutional future, independent of and separate from Trump. And I'm glad Roberts and Kavanaugh, with the constitutional conservatives, recognized they needed to step in to protect the judicial branch from itself. the judicial branch was imploding by allowing the Biden weaponization of our legal system to be used against him. Now they should extend down the road those same principles to the cases that we saw against Alex Jones and InfoWars. So we'll see if we see further action in that same way. To save the courts, they needed to stop this lawfare. So huge win.
By the way, hold on. Barnes, you may have to go. If you got to go, it won't hurt my feelings, I understand. I forgot to tell you what happened 2 weeks ago at the bankruptcy case that's very important. I haven't had a chance to talk to you privately. Let's talk about it. Can you do 10 more minutes next hour to bring that up?
Oh, sure.
All right, real quick. How do people find your show?
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. That has all of the available content, all the links to all the various appearances.
And they should follow you on X.
Yeah, I'm X at Barnes_law on X.
All right, we're going to come back to you right away. And so that video I was going to play, we'll play that later for Barnes leaves, guys. But we'll have Barnes about 15 after because I need to talk about my case because it affects everybody. We're going to go to break, come right back with Barnes. And I've got all this other news. I'm going to open the phones up, take your calls, get into all the other world news, the ESG news, the New World Order news. It's all coming up. But biggest sale of the year yet. Just went live today. It's the 4th of July sale. InfoWarsStore.com. This is the biggest sale of the year, and we're going to be open at least three more months. There's a way we're going to stay open. I'll give you an update with Barnes coming up, but you order it. It's in stock. You'll get it in just days. So, the Spirit of 1776 Super Sale starts now up to 60% off on InfoWarsStore.com. Probiotics, super high quality fiber, 60% off. Winter Sun Plus, 40% off. Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Vaso Beach, 40% off. Survival Shield X3, selling out, 40% off. DNA Force Plus, selling out, 40% off. Ultra 12, highest quality B12, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, back in stock. Survival Shield X2, 40% off, limited time. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out fast. It'll be sold out in like 3 days. 25% off. All at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And don't forget our other great sponsor, my dad's company, also based here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Have a limited supply run of 10-hour clean energy, turbo force, and the highest quality colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, the same stuff they sell at Whole Foods for $30. We normally sell it for $25. It is 57% off for $12.98. Stock up on it. Take it into your mouth or take it topically. It does incredible things. 57% off. And that sale's about to end as well at drjonesnaturals.com. Thank you for taking action. Trump needs support, but so do we. We're a major target, plus these are great products. So I'm asking you, I'm in your hands, and I appreciate your support, to make the decision now to go to drjonesnaturals.com and peruse the amazing products like Next Level Foundational Energy, Rocket Rest, Top Brain, Green Fiber Caps, the Organic Multivitamin, Immune Support, and more at drjonesnaturals.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Let me take some Brain Force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWars InfoWarsStore.com and get it now, because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is with us for 15 more minutes. He was going to finish up on Trump and the election and this incredibly dangerous climate and what he thinks Trump should be doing. And then we're going to talk about, just for a few minutes, the insane bankruptcy case. It's been a roller coaster that was all over the news every day the last month as they tried to close the doors on a judge's order. And then suddenly total radio silence after the judge's hearing last Tuesday. Last Wednesday, total silence because of what he said at that hearing. We'll talk about it coming up, but this is wild. A lot bigger than me, but Barnes, finishing your points, you got cut off on the break.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big win for the Constitution Day, critical win for the American people, also benefits President Trump and hurts the Democrats in the deep state. The next big threshold to cross will be the vice presidential choice of President Trump. I'm sure the deep state will make an aggressive effort to try to cut a deal with Trump because it's so difficult to replace Biden. It's so difficult to get around Kamala Harris. They don't have any popular people in the wings or on the bench. The Democratic Party bench is very thin, and it's mostly made up of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And so in order to avoid that, I suspect they'll try to cut a deal, and we'll know within the next week what Trump's reaction to that proposal is by his vice presidential choice. If he chooses J.D. Vance, who's been a good populist, opposed the Ukraine war from the very beginning, stood by President Trump throughout this process, has been excellent in the United States Senate, or someone like Ben Carson, a good loyalist during his first term, with good populist instincts, then he has not, and he has refused and rejected the deal offered by the deep state. If it's someone like Tim Scott or Marco Rubio, then he needs to really re-up his life insurance, unfortunately. So so we'll know very soon what the fallout consequences of this decision. This decision in the debate make it almost impossible for them to win the election honestly in November. So the question is, what do they do next?
And you were trying to make another point, but I interrupted you right before we ended the last hour, just on false flags and other things we should be looking for. Well, what should Trump be watching out for?
Yeah, well, I think on those components, I mean, it's try to blame a Trump supporter for it, try to blame the Russians for it, try to escalate potentially to outright, risk of nuclear war, the risk of a pandemic. They're already planning that, preconditioning that with all the bird flu attacks on the raw milk supply, trying to suggest you can't drink raw milk or the bird flu will somehow magically get you. So there may be other attempts on those. Typically war and pandemic are the pretext whereby they, distract everybody, seize our liberties, and try to steal an election. If it's not one of those two, then the great risk is something else happens that's a false flag event that they either blame on the Russians or they blame on a Trump supporter.
Barnes, we've still got 2 minutes to break, and I want to just keep these subjects separate. So in a larger issue, in just a minute and a half, why do you think the Supreme Court did that devastating ruling against the First Amendment last week?
Oh, I think, unfortunately, Barrett and Roberts and Kavanaugh are institutionalists. The real reason why Kavanaugh and Roberts today joined the Supreme Court immunity decision for President Trump is because of that same institutionalist bias. They are worried that the judiciary has looked like a laughingstock because of the weaponization of the legal system by the Biden administration and its allies. A laughingstock in New York, laughingstock in Georgia, laughingstock in D.C., laughingstock in the Florida case. So I think that's why they did what they did. Now, Barrett still went AWOL. She still didn't want to join the full decision, because she's so politically sensitive to the opinions of the cocktail crowd relating to her Southern aristocratic roots, emphasis on aristocratic, not Southern, that she will always be a rogue, unreliable jurist on the Supreme Court. But I think today's decision was rooted in protecting the judicial branch from becoming a laughingstock to the world by allowing the president of the United States and the leading election opponent to be locked up during an election. I think that was what preserved him, is their, in this case, institutional interest aligned with the constitutional interest for the benefit of all of us.
Barnes, stay there. Let's shift gears into lawfare and what you think the deep state's going to do with their main weapon now that it's being repudiated and blocked at every level. And words coming out at the Texas level and Connecticut level, they're going to overturn the cases against me. Little birdies told me that. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
Other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I am not Hunter S. Thompson, though I thought he was a great writer and a very interesting fella and a listener. I don't try to write myself into my own stories. I just continue to be in the stories. But the reason I'm going to spend some time right now on what happened to us and what's happening is people want to know. There's been some big updates you don't know about. I need to give you an update. And this is the heart of their lawfare test case. They admitted that on CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC hundreds of times. You've seen the clips. So the deep state used discovery, didn't find anything, said we didn't do discovery, had judges do HBO movie productions with scripts where my lawyers couldn't defend me. I was already found guilty. Juries then found how guilty I was. And then Trump wanted a jury trial in New York on the real estate case. They didn't give him one either. So this is very dangerous to say the least, but I wanted to show you a few headlines that get Barnes' take on this. Here's the New York Times. And Elizabeth Williamson, that's been embedded with the deep state the whole time, quarterbacking, back when they were putting out articles that I did things I didn't do before they sued me. Look at the headline. Sandy Hook families fight for Alex Jones's money takes an ugly turn. A scramble for the InfoWars host meager assets pit Sandy Hook victims' families against one another in court. Now, wait a minute. This lady wrote that I had between $300 and $400 million in the bank offshore hidden. And I am seriously considering a suit against the New York Times. I'm not a litigious person, and we're looking at who we're going to sue. The CIA, the FBI, admitting they were involved, the documents, and the FBI head of Connecticut testifying that he went and organized all this with the New York Times. And we've got her saying, and we have them in the Texas show trial in Connecticut saying, with a fake financial expert, he has hundreds of millions of dollars. And we have her saying that before, that I was hiding money. Remember the headlines everywhere. He's going to jail. And when I was deposed more than 7-8 times in the last 2 years in the corporate and personal bankruptcy, they would have 1 to 2 Justice Department lawyers in the room showing me federal code saying, if you do one thing wrong, we're going to indict you. You understand? And I'm like, I've got accountants. I don't even balance my own checkbook. I've got a house and a little farm and a couple old boats and a couple cars. I've never had all this money. I got a few million bucks in the bank. And as of the Texas trial 2 years ago, I was negative money. So, and I don't worship money. Yes, we brought in $50 million in a year, but when you're selling water filters and making 30% on them because you discount them and you pay for the crew and then and advertising, if I make $50 million gross and I run this whole operation and then I make $2 million and I've got legal problems, I don't make anything. I don't care. I got a decent car, nice house, little pool, can go on vacation a few times a year, got insurance. I don't worship money. I love freedom. And Barnes was my lawyer for a while. I mean, I didn't get rid of him because he was a bad guy. There was just so much stuff going on. He's like, hey, I got other stuff to do. You know, I just want to be an advisor. And Barnes had top law firms come in and look at our numbers and try to give them the facts, and they didn't want those. And then the IRS audited me, and exactly what Barnes told me 4 years ago, you overpaid taxes $7 million in the last 6 years. You're paying for all the lawyers, all the bills. It's not being written off. Then they audited me and came back and gave me $4.3 million last year. $4.3 million. It went right into the bankruptcy. I didn't get it. But the point is exactly what they said. The IRS said, you're up between 4.3 and 7. We're going to give you 4.3. But if you ask for the full 7, we might come back because we're not sure about your future stuff. I don't understand it all. But what Barnes told me was absolutely right. The reason I'm explaining this is they told you that I had between $300 and $400 million offshore and I was going to jail. Jones is hiding money. Jones is a criminal. Remember all those headlines everywhere? Now the New York Times, meager assets. So, when I came to him and said, look, I'll settle and I'll basically give you any extra profit for 10 years because I want to just move on from this because what matters is what we say on air. Forget, you know, money to these people. They go, we don't want money. Just like they said on the courthouse steps in Connecticut and Texas. And I'll show you that clip and go to Barnes. And there's another big article here. There's hundreds of them. This is NBC News. Alex Jones' InfoWars shutdown looms as some Sandy Hook families seek to collect company assets immediately. And they told the judge in a hearing, we don't want money. We want him shut down. The judge said, no. We'll put into liquidation if he wants, but there'll probably be a buyer. They said, no, we want it closed today. We don't want money. And Chris Maddy, the former federal prosecutor that works for Blumenthal, who ran all this in Connecticut with the FBI, he literally, the FBI head lawyer, their head counsel admitted they went and created all this. He said, we want maximum pain to Jones. So this isn't about money, folks. It's always been a big PR firm, ginned up thing, never said the things they said I did, never had any of it. So the reason I'm ranting, I want Barnes' expert take on this in a moment, is this is such a big deal. And notice now there's radio silence. No article since last Wednesday's hearing when the judge said, looks like you violated bankruptcy law to the Texas plaintiffs. You went and misconstrued my order, had the Texas judge that ran the show trial, Guerra Gamble, order the sheriffs to lock the doors. The U.S. trustee, the new one they brought in, went and blocked it. And the judge put out the statements that he's looking at serious sanctions, maybe even criminal referrals. So they have been so foaming at the mouth to get us off the air that they did all this and had, I believe they were working with him. I mean, it's clear the first, the second CRO they just got rid of a few weeks ago literally ran around the building the last few months saying, I'm a bad guy. I should be in jail. I should be off the air. I shouldn't be criticizing the vaccine. And he got up and said, I'm taking over InfoWars 2 weeks ago. I'm firing Alex Jones. He already tried to close the doors, put padlocks on a month ago. And the judge said, you're not the boss. You're fired. So this is a Trump-appointed judge, but he's just following the law. So this is wild. To try to describe the soap opera makes my head spin. And Barnes, I appreciate you sitting there while I give the backstory. Here's a short clip of them admitting they want to shut me down, then acting like the judge, they want money. And then when there's money, oh, we don't want the money. We want him shut down. And now the New York Times and Washington Post saying Jones, turns out, didn't really have anything. 127 acres and a house. And negative money. And again, I'm not against capitalism and money. I've never lied to you. I mean, my God, I got $300 million in the bank. I'm going to lie about it in court. It's just completely preposterous. So that's where we are. And I went into bankruptcy because we're out of money. And to show these people there's all this hidden crap, they knew, folks. They knew everything. So despicable people, ladies and gentlemen, the law firms, the Democrats, this whole thing using these families. And I'm not singling them out. I'm separating them from the bad guys here because they are on their own planet and, you know, have used me and attached me to them and taken my identity and used it for fundraising and then act like I got successful and made hundreds of millions of dollars off them when I barely ever talked about them and didn't. I'm kind of venting here. I'm sorry, Bob. Here's the quick clip, and then we'll get Barnes' take on it. Let him get out of here. Here it is.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
But somewhere out there right now is another fan getting infiltrated for school, fixing their lunches, going to work, picking up their kid. And there's going to be a day when that child doesn't come home from school. And we know it, and it's sad, and that's reality. And the question is going to be, where is Alex Jones when that happens? Is he in the studio? Getting ready to bounce? Or will you stop him? That's going to be in your hands. And when we get all done with all the evidence, we're going to come back and we're going to ask this. Because that's what justice is in this case.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. I believe it. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
Yeah, there's going to be a resolution made onto what these claims are valued at. And that's also going to have to take into account what the Lafferty claims are valued at, and the Posner claims are valued at, and the Fontaine claims are valued at. And that is why I've been saying that what this is heading towards is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate. And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones, because there is going to be a new level of financial scrutiny. And if, you know, some lawyer like me can basically find out that he's hiding the keys to the candy store, pull it out in front of him on the stand, I can only imagine what federal receivers are going to do. So yeah, it's going to get interesting from here on out. It's going to get really interesting.
Hit pause right there. That's back to I had all these hundreds of millions hidden, and the federal receivers are going to put me in jail, and now it's he told the truth about everything. All testified on the stand. He didn't have hardly anything. None of it was true what they testified to, and I was already found guilty. They could put on fake announcements. Finish the clip. We'll go to Barnes.
It's already super interesting, but like we say, it's the end of the beginning. And boy, are these clients happy about it. There was certainly a message sent out of this courthouse today, that's for sure.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. And to go back to what Robbie Parker said, all Alex Jones does is take from you, exploit you, lie to you, feed your fears and your anxieties and your mistrust. And the only person that benefits in that equation is him. Well, that stops. That's stopping today, thanks to the courage of these families. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Senator.
All right, Barnes, thanks for sitting there during my rant and my breakdown and then playing that. But don't send me money. Shut me down. But I've got hundreds of millions of dollars now. They admit none of that's true, and they just want it shut. They want no money. I'm not a lawyer, but under the law, aren't you supposed to sue for money even though it's a rigged case? And to then not say you want money for your clients, and the clients say they don't want money, or at least some of them, is that not fraud on the court, or what is that called?
Well, what you're seeing is people who lied to jurors, lied to judges, and lied to the American people about what they were about. This case, from day one, by these law firms, was a politically motivated lawfare to silence and suppress speech in America, to use the court system to silence, as they put it, this is patient zero for alternative news. They wanted to suppress all alternative news, and they wanted to use the legal system to do it. And as their fig leaf, were the Sandy Hook plaintiffs. But they were always a fig leaf. This case was never about them. This case was never about getting to justice for them. They wanted justice for them. They should have investigated why the school system and the politicians in Connecticut pocketed money rather than protect the safety and security of kids with basic locks on doors. But they didn't want to talk about that. They wanted to blame gun owners and blame Alex Jones. And they wanted to use the Sandy Hook families to stand on the dead bodies of their kids to take away people's First Amendment rights and Second Amendment rights. That was the goal from day one. That's why more than 95% of the people who knew somebody who died at Sandy Hook did not join any of these lawsuits. Almost everybody connected to those horrific events rejected this lawfare. But that's something that the New York Times didn't want to talk about. She's too busy pimping her book out and trying to, you know, get a little bit of cash.
But the FBI general counsel testified, as you were there 2 years ago, that he went and organized all this with Chris Matty.
Yeah, and he was awarded over $100 million. A guy that worked for the FBI that knew nobody at Sandy Hook was awarded over $100 million by that joke of a court in Connecticut.
And I never said his name. No, we never talked about him. Didn't know who he was till he sued me. $100 million? Well, $130 million.
Exactly. It was ridiculous. It was like the old Oprah joke. Car for you, car for you. It was $100 million for you, $100 million for you, $100 million for you. But it was never about the money. It was always about how can we use the legal system to suppress speech, to take away people's First Amendment rights. They were doing it in Connecticut to try to take away people's Second Amendment rights by going after the gun manufacturers, and then they went and forced one into bankruptcy, and then they did it for this, and now it's all exposed.
And let's go further. I know that they got, before they sued me, all of my divorce proceedings that came up to a year and a half before the suit from my ex-wife. Elizabeth Williamson went and met with her. She gave it to him. They had all my accounting and knew that I was only making a few million a year. So they knew whole time it wasn't true.
Of course. In fact, what we talked about early on, we said that they were going to have to create a fake default case because the evidence they say exists.
You predicted that when they first sued me 6 years ago. You said they're going to do a default because you came and checked all our books. You said they're going to do a default.
Exactly. And they had to. Why? Because if you looked at the records, all the things that they said you said and made money off saying was false. They were lying. They built a libel case that was itself a libel. And they knew it, and they were going to know it pretty fast because you turned over literally everything, every email, every junk email, every communication of any kind from anybody, all the documents. I mean, it was a prostate level exam on your finances and on your speech, and it proved that their story, their case, was built on a lie, that that in fact what they were saying wasn't really true. And so then the question was, how do they get away with it? Well, they say the reason why we couldn't find the document proving our false story true is because the documents were somehow secretly hidden or lost or gone. No, it was because they were always lying. They were lying about what their case was about, and they were lying about the facts that they alleged to be true in the case. That's why they couldn't even afford an Austin jury or Connecticut jury, a liberal Democratic jury, to even hear the merits of the case. And then they put on fake evidence about finances that everybody knew was fake evidence that had any IQ. They definitely knew. And now it's all been exposed in the bankruptcy court. The goal was to shut you down and shut InfoWars down right before the election.
Let me move to this then. And they now admit that. So let me ask you this in closing. I just gave you a quick update. I know you probably followed some of the news, but they spin that. What do you make of them trying to put padlocks on without a judge's order, the judge stopping him, the judge firing the CRO? I mean, outside of law, trying to throw me out of the building with armed security? I mean, what is this? I mean.
Well, it's because it's the same reason why Trump got immunity today, in my view. The lower courts have failed. These politically motivated courts have failed. And they kept failing the American people in the Trump cases, and they failed the rule of law in your case. When you have an Austin judge allow movie cameras in the courtroom and then goes to the movie premiere and walks on the red carpet like she's a star, then she turns around and invades the bankruptcy court's jurisdiction by allowing illegal collection activities, the bankruptcy court recognizes it's got to put an end to all this nonsense just like the Supreme Court realized it had to put an end to all the Trump nonsense.
By the way, I have the quotes here, even in NBC News, where the judge and the trustee said that. They said, this is a power grab. This is political. This isn't about money. They just wanted silence. It's like, hurt the creditors. We're not going to be part of this.
Exactly. If they wanted money for the families, the best thing they could do is boost InfoWars, is boost Alex Jones. And they don't want to do that. And exposes the fraud. Now, I think these lawyers are committing legal malpractice and breaching their fiduciary obligation to their clients, because they are undermining their clients' best interests because they want to destroy Alex Jones and InfoWars, and that they really used those clients, likely lied to those clients. We saw that clip with the one plaintiff's lawyer in Texas saying that, oh, we're going to discover all this money. They knew that was a lie. So were they lying to their clients in the same way? I mean, I think we have severe ethical breaches by the law firms in Connecticut and Texas. And the plaintiffs should be looking at suing those law firms if they want to get any relief or remedy, because the law firms are not about remedy. They're about taking away our First Amendment right.
Well, Barnes, when I'm sitting here looking at this, it just shows me how desperate they are. But the good news is it's failing everywhere. And the word is Texas and Connecticut are going to overturn these fake rulings.
Well, they almost have to. If the Connecticut Supreme Court wants any integrity for its judicial proceeding, any respect for the courts in Connecticut, it has to overturn them. And it has multiple grounds to do so. This entire case violated the First Amendment of what the Supreme Court established in New York Times versus Sullivan. You can't sue somebody when they didn't talk about you by name. That was one of the orders that, or the called the constitutional requirement of colloquium in such a way that the person that is identified. And that didn't happen here. And so you have this federal agent suing whose name was never even mentioned. And he's getting $130 million. It makes the jury system look like a joke. So if the Connecticut courts care about respect for its court system, if the Texas Supreme Court cares about respect for its court system, given everything that's going on in the People's Republic of Austin, then it needs to vacate these cases.
Sure. What in closing, what do you think they told the CRO? It was court appointed, but the judge didn't, you know, it was just randomly. What do you think the judge fired him, repudiated him? What were they telling him to come in here without an order and lock the doors? I'm not a lawyer, but I called some. They're like, yeah, you're right. I said, I'll just call the police and say, where's your order? And they had to back off. Who was telling him that?
I think these plaintiff's lawyers are so used to getting away with whatever they want in court that they think they can go further and further and further and further. And finally, a court is actually upholding the rule of law and stopping them from doing their lawless activity, which was always a conspiracy against the First Amendment. And that's what these plaintiff's lawyers were doing and engaging in. You know, thankfully, the bankruptcy court adhered to the rule of law, and so that they can't take you off the air, and that you're going to be on the air, and InfoWars is going to be on the air throughout the election, and that there may be a long-term solution that actually.
Oh, the judge even said in the hearing before last when I was there, he goes, "Listen, I'm not taking InfoWars off the air." He said that. He just looked at him. He said, "I'm not doing that."
Right, and because that's not what his job is. His job is to create the best
decision. And that's the
possible thing.
They're crazy enough to tell him, Your Honor, we want him off the air. He was talking about Sandy Hook today. He goes, he can say whatever he wants. It's free speech. Plus, I'm only talking about them because they're attacking me constantly, Robert.
I mean, arguably there should be an independent counsel appointed for those families, because I don't think they're getting honest legal advice. I don't think they're getting accurate legal advice. I mean, have all of these families signed off on saying we don't want any money? All we want is for Alex Jones to be silenced and shut down. And we're okay forfeiting a financial recovery for our families solely to shut Alex Jones down. I'd be curious whether they've really signed that kind of waiver internally, because otherwise you have lawyers who have a conflict of interest because their goal is directly contrary to what was in the best
interest. No, I agree. And people know what's going on now. We need to talk off air about political legal actions against this. Robert Barnes, how do folks find your show?
VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the time. We appreciate you. Calls and tons of news coming up. Thank you, Robert Barnes.
Glad to be here.
If you want to stay with us after the break, stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time, this is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
One of the things you've been talking about on your show is your allegation that government officials are aiding in pedophilia, child trafficking, and the grooming of children, right?
What do you mean, like what Jeffrey Epstein did with the Clintons?
Ah!
We had a big guest, DHS whistleblower, coming on, but she's been very gracious. I'm going to move her to later in the week so we can do 2 hours with her on the FEMA camps. There's so much news keeps breaking, and we've got time to get to that. So I'm going to do phone calls the next hour and a half, and then I'm going to do world news, financial news, all the economic developments, big ones that I'm really prepared for, several big stacks and clips. Coming up the fourth hour, I'm hosting all 4 hours today. I had Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central. Folks kept seeing in the news, we're going to be imminently shut down. And we just fought, and we didn't back down, and God came through, and you came through. Woods here. But even if they shut this down, we're going to come racing back, okay? But I'm not dividing my forces. I'm not run off and set up a bunch of other stuff. I mean, I got a studio at my house, and it's even ready to go to the radio stations and a bunch of backups and things like that in the interim, but I've stayed loyal to InfoWars, and it got so bad I cleaned out my office. There's nothing in there but just a desk and a chair. I took all the art off the walls, you know, that's mine and family's. And I appreciate the crew when they saw headlines every day, we're going to be shut down, saying, look, we're praying. We got a plan. I'm not going to give out all the strategy. I'd give it 60% chance we stay on air right now. And I'd give it about a 90% chance we're on the air in the next 3 months. So you can order products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's critical if you just say, oh, they're already going away and don't order the products. We don't have a bunch of extra money, as even the New York Times now admits. Well, Joe's never had all this money. Yeah, no crap, Sherlock. It'd be fine if I did. I'd have done more. And I didn't like, I got a nice house and a little pool in the backyard and a decent car. And, you know, but I mean, my world is not how much money can I stick in the bank. I wanted money to hire crew and have reporters and run advertising for the show and kick some ass. That's how in 2016-17, we were the biggest political show in the world with 35 million viewers a day, bigger than Rush Limbaugh, bigger than Joe Rogan today. And to me, it isn't about I want to be number one. I wanted to raise the alarm as a Paul Revere. I love Tucker being bigger than me and Joe Rogan being bigger and Elon Musk being way bigger and just covering the same topics. And I just boost what they do. I feel good being like third or fourth back. I'm like, great, please. I mean, this is, I want to beat the New World Order. It's not fun to be number one. Let me tell you, they came after me. So they tried to keep us out of the fight, but because of you, we've been here. So I want to open the phones up for first time callers in a moment. And I'm just asking politely because I want to keep it on a huge topic area. The big Supreme Court ruling on immunity, the debate last week, Biden stepping down, all the political stuff, 2024. What they're going to pull when Trump gets reelected, if he does, which I think he will, if we put our nose to the grindstone, we can't be overconfident. But, yes, you can see the victory. The polls all show it. But a day is a lifetime, as Roger Stone said last night. But what do we do in that 79 days of hell when he's president-elect? That's what I'm personally most worried about, because that's when they're going to make their move with false flags and attempted race war. So that's a huge subject area. The debate, the Supreme Court rulings, the 79 days of hell, you can tie in other false flags, bigger war with Russia. That is a gigantic waterfront for your calls. So here's the toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And this is first-time callers, because so many folks have called in for years and can't get through. I appreciate callers that are really good at getting in, but today we're doing first-time callers, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Now, because we're having a little fun and Hillary's trying to run for president again, and they've definitely got her in the wings, it's Kamala, Big Mike, Gavin Newsom, Hillary, and Governor Whitmer. So there's five of them. Hillary, Newsom, Kamala Harris, Big Mike, Whitmer. Biden's gone. Look, he's deteriorating so fast, folks. There's no way. I mean, this is already like Weekend at Bernie's, but this is getting, you know, they have a rag doll up there or something. I think he starts opening a public debate up in the next few weeks about, well, what do we do? Because they've got to get positioned for the convention coming up by, you know, July. They've got to have who they want. Then in August, they have their convention. The Republicans have their convention in July. And when Hillary tells you she'll never run for president again, that means she will. You know, how do you know she's lying when her lips move? But here's one of our old little promo pieces that I know pissed Hillary off, because she said it did, and Obama talked about this video and others. They do not like this. Here's a clip from 2016.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. Yeah, she was in the hospital for a year having brain surgeries, and she can hardly walk and is always falling down. It looks like she's having seizures. And yeah, WikiLeaks admits that she was trying to get Parkinson's medication. But let's forget all that. The fact is, she's out there giving speeches every day and has to cancel them, having these coughing fits that are associated with different arrhythmias and heart problems. But listen, it doesn't matter to me. She proved just a few days ago in Cleveland that she is incredibly healthy. When, well, what goes in must come out, like out of the movie Creeps. It goes in your mouth, it comes out of your mouth.
Inside you.
It get in through your mouth, and you walk around while they incubate.
It was like Linda Blair and the Exorcist spewing green pea vomit on the priest. Or maybe it was more like a film made a little bit later, just a few years ago, Team America, when Kim Jong-il is finally killed. We learned he was just a puppet.
Wait a minute.
Kim Jong-il, I will return. You shall see, I will be back. No wrong offerings.
So whatever's happening, though, clearly Hillary has entered that genre of the Creeps, or Team America, or yes, The Exorcist, because when it comes to overthrowing countries and killing hundreds of thousands of Christians, Linda Blair ain't got jack crap on Hillary Rodham Clinton. I'm Alex Jones for InfoWars.com.
Our mother is giving birth to our ravenous platypus bird as well. Oh, yeah. No, not the Trump. Not him, the enemy. Oh, yeah. Mommy Hillary.
Awesome!
The planet is ours. Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, this planet is nice. Oh, give birth to me. Oh, my mother. Oh, the planet's ours. Thank you. Oh, this is good to be here. Oh, thank you. Oh, mommy, thank you. Oh, this planet's nice. Oh, it's good to be here now.
Yes, we came. We saw. He died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
Hillary is a good leader, and I know when she becomes president of the United States, she'll be an outstanding leader for our country. That the government should allow Hillary Clinton to become president of the United States.
Too much to say.
This video's only gotten 20 million views since I put it out 2 days ago. A little upset with that 3 days ago. The TV viewer, you can see this. If not, it's Biden having to be let off by Jill. Not unable to go downstairs. Poor little baby. He'll be stepping down soon. Another one of our predictions will come true. Appreciate you all keeping us in attack formation. Without you, we wouldn't be on air, folks. It's you that keeps this broadcast on air. Believe the enemies of freedom hate this show, and they hate you. By the way, they've been trying to get rid of Klaus Schwab. He resigned, as you know, 2 months ago. But him and his family are still in control of the WEF that has co-control of the UN. And so now they always go after him, not off him wanting us to make us eat bugs or climate lockdowns or COVID scams or all the anti-human stuff they're doing. But no, it's because of sexual harassment, which I have no doubt they haven't done. But that's how they're trying to pressure him to completely leave. Klaus Schwab accused of sexual harassment. And the stuff is he would strut and pose and show his muscles off to waitresses. I'm not defending Klaus Schwab, but that's not illegal. So all his crimes, all his great evils, all his stuff, oh, that's okay. His ESGs, his putting his agents into parliaments and Congress and controlling our governments, and all of that's okay. But Klaus Schwab allowed people to be men to hit on waitresses. That's the tip of the iceberg, but that's how the deep state is coming for Klaus Schwab. Because they don't want to go after him for a real issue. They got to go after him off some side issue that doesn't affect them. It's like King Charles, your best buddy, a convicted pedophile that raped and murdered children, Jimmy Savile. We never hear about that. We hear about his brother, Jeffrey Epstein's Island. Of course, they're a bunch of pedophiles. All right. We've got BB64. That's an interesting name. We got Josh, Nathan, Sasha, Andy, Dennis, Jeff, Mike, Chris, and others. And I'm going to your calls here in just 2 minutes. But first, remember, it takes money to win a war. So I sell products that I think you're going to really love that I know work great. So you like them and we form a relationship and you come back and get them again. It's like if I have at a restaurant. If I had a restaurant, I'd want it to have really good food that's quality, that's well-priced, that you enjoy with great service. So I do well, and you do well, and the staff does well, and we just move into the future. But this is some place you'll get a great steak or a great enchiladas or, you know, great Italian food or something. I'm getting hungry. This is food for the soul. This is fighting tyrants. This is taking on the New World Order. And they hate my guts because they've been trying to put me in jail for decades, and they know all about me and my family, and they know I'm for real, and they know I'm true blue, and they know I'm Captain America, basically, when it comes to fighting tyranny. And so they've not been able to shut us down. But if you don't support us, we will be shut down. And I'm not bitching at you. Hey, if you guys decide not to support me and take me out of the game, I'm like, God's done with me. I've done my work. But I want to fight hard. But also, I'm like, well, they take me out of the game. That's fine because a lot of folks are awake now. Believe me, I've been doing this nose the grindstone 30 years, but no, I've got more missions to do. We're reaching more people than ever, but I cannot do it without you. So I need you to make the decision. We know that less than 1% of people go to our sponsors or go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got the big 4th of July super sale going on right now. What name did I give it last week? We're only getting around to it now. Spirit of 1776 super sale starts now. 60% off on high-end probiotic fiber, Winter Sun Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Ultimate Fish Oil, Nitric Boost, VasoBeats, Survival Shield X3, Survival Shield X2, 40% off. That is a huge discount. DNA Force Plus, 40% off, selling out. Vitamineral Fusion, got a limited supply, and that'll sell out in days. That's 25% off. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I humbly thank you for your support. Plus, these are great products you want. Water filtration, air filtration, book, films. Just go check it out. Sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. My dad's company, his warehouse, he developed most of the supplements. A lot of the supplements not available in InfoWars Store are available at drjonesnaturals.com. And then a lot of other great products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion that's available in InfoWars. We have things available like Next Level Foundational Energy, 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force, the Fiber Greens, all the Nano Silver products, It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. And these are all game-changing products, so I thank you humbly for your support. And I ask you now to go to drjonesnaturals.com and support the sponsor that's keeping us in this operation on air. drjonesnaturals.com. The Rocket Rest, the Kaba Chill, the Great Nootropic Top Brain, the Nano Silver products, 57% off of 30 parts per million, high-end colloidal silver, $12 and change. The same thing with a Whole Foods label, sells for $30 retail, $25 discounted. We normally sell it for $20 to $25. It is $12.98, $13 rounded up at drjonesnaturals.com. And it lasts forever, and it's a great topical, great to ingest, antibacterial, antiviral. It is their silver bullet, the biggest sale ever, drjonesnaturals.com. All right. What I really want you to do is pray for the broadcast, and what I really want you to do is take articles and videos and links from band.video, infowars.com/show, and Real Alex Jones, and to follow me there, because that's where the fight is. That is paramount. That is up front. Okay. Boom. I'm done plugging. Now, let's go ahead. Collar looks all crazy. Fix that. There we go. Now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls on all the huge issues. Now, listeners and callers, you heard me. I'm being very nice about this. Such a huge area, such a huge waterfront. Anything election related, the debate last week, the Supreme Court ruling today, what will the false flags do? What will they do once President-elect, Trump better start thinking about that. Roger Stone, I love him, and I respect him, and maybe he's right. He's like, I wouldn't worry about once he gets elected. We got to get him elected. Yeah, but he's probably going to get elected. They're going to go totally crazy, just like they're rioting millions of people in France right now and in Germany over nationalists getting elected. It's a worldwide political realignment. We've got to deal with that. For 800 years, I've trained Jedis. My own counsel I will keep, to quote Yoda. I'm joking. Only 30 years. But I'm not here trying to say Roger's wrong. I get it. If we don't focus on that goal, we will lose. They will steal it. But we better spend some time on what they're going to pull when he's president-elect, because it's going to be redonkulous. And they pre-programmed everywhere false flags and race war. So anybody who thinks they're bored right now is crazy. You should not be bored. We are living in incredibly interesting, exciting times. All right. BB64 in Wisconsin. Is that your CB call sign? Or that's kind of cool. What is that BB64?
BB64 is the ship name for the battleship USS Wisconsin.
Beautiful. I heard about that ship. Tell me about a little bit about that ship, and then let's get into your points.
Well, actually, I think it's important. We have four of those battleships. They have these huge six mega cannons on them. They're basically unsinkable. In World War II, we wanted to build six of them. We just built four of them. I think the other ones are the Missouri and the New Jersey, the Wisconsin, and the last one slipping my mind. But I think they should recommission
the Arizona,
them, especially given what's going. Yeah, especially given what's going on with China and Russia. I think we need those big Navy fleet now to come back into action.
I hear you. Well, what a great name. I thought I'd heard that name before. So what's your take on the debate and Trump?
Well, I think the debate was one of the biggest curtain pullbacks, like in The Wizard of Oz, Toto pulling back the curtain, because it revealed just how, pardon my language, but retarded the opposition is. They're scum, and I can't believe that we're ruled over such scum. They're gun-grabbing, you know, genital cutting scum, and they're proven that they're just totally incompetent, you know, and it's like exactly like Toto and the Wizard of Oz, that curtain being pulled back. And I think they know that he's also incompetent, and they're trying to make us comply and accept the rule and mind control that they're putting on.
No, I agree. They want to like say, hey, keep Biden in. Even mainstream news goes, okay, an oligarchy's running things are better than Trump. They're actually selling an oligarchy right now.
Yeah, they want us to comply. They want us to bow. And by putting in such a person who's just clearly incompetent, you know, we're accepting that. It's just,
by the way, for liberals that don't know what an oligarchy is, they say they're so smart they're dumb. It's not a dictator. It's a committee of dictators that vote on dictatorial control for the general public.
Yes. Yeah. And I definitely think one of the wild cards, how you said, was war with Russia or even possibly Project Bluebeam. But also, I don't know if you saw Jack Posobiec tweeted it on his ex about McAfee tweet from 2020 saying that time travelers came back from Russia and they said that in September Biden dies and is replaced by a surprise candidate. Someone replied underneath Michelle Obama, and he replied, McAfee replied with a smiley face. So I thought that was pretty wild.
Well, I love Jack. Sounds like him playing with some Q stuff, but who knows nowadays. My God, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you. Let's go to Josh in Texas on Biden and the Dems. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm just calling up to say that I don't know that it's going to be Hillary Clinton. It just seems that he whooped her in 2016 pretty bad. I don't see how that replays any differently.
Well, that's because they've got, I agree with you, they probably won't be Hillary, but she's trying. They've got better election fraud in place now, though.
Yeah, but I mean, that debate performance almost guarantees now that there's going to be an election. I don't know how they're going to start a huge war with this idiot that everybody knows is incompetent, and there's in no way can he.
No, I hear your point. If the establishment was smart, they would give up right now. But we've already got a big war going with Russia.
Well, yes, but I mean, I'm talking like, you know, a surprise with a nuclear, you know, false flag or something. I just, because then Kamala Harris swoops in, and that doesn't sound like a good ideal for them.
Well, listen, if the deep state sets off a nuke, they're going to kill Harris and Biden and say we did it. But I hear you. I hear you. You're making good points.
I just, yeah, I mean, I'm thinking there's got to be another horse waiting in the wings that they've got. I don't know who it's going to be, but, you know, it is. I just don't. I think now there's a guarantee that there's going to be an election. I don't think they can pull the whole, well, there's a war and martial law and we're not.
No, I hear you. They're losing big time. Let me ask you this. What?
Yes.
How do the globals give up? What's that look like?
I just think it's going to be a change of plan. You know what I mean? I think now what I see is if they can't stop the juggernaut from getting in, which would be Trump, then after he's in, then pull the rug out. And,
boom!
You know what
most
I mean?
Important point of the day, and that's what I'm going to cover in the fourth hour, and I was waiting for you to say it. They're going to plunge the economy once Trump gets in.
Yeah, I mean, that to me would be because they're really good at that game of pointing their finger at the other person and saying,
no, bingo.
No,
and that's what Trump's worried about. He said, I hope it crashes before I get in. He doesn't hope it crashes. He means he said, I hope it crashes because I'll be able to fix it. I won't get the blame like Herbert Hoover. You nailed it. Fourth hour's about that. Beautiful call, Josh. Thank you. Nathan, Sasha, Andy, Dennis, Tony, Chris, stay with me.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack.
Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. I'm just so blessed and proud to be here fighting for freedom and just wanting a pro-human future. So honored to be talking to all of you right now. Nathan in Louisiana, you want to talk about the debate, Trump, and what's in the future? You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
My red-blooded American brother.
God bless you.
First and foremost, got to give a shout-out to Bodies. It's the only reason that I've been able to get up and out of bed and back to work for the past 3 or 4 months. I have went out and tried buying other turmeric at the top vitamin store. I think we all know what that is. And spent $60, $70 on it. Took 3 or 4 other tablets, and it doesn't even come close. So I do appreciate you for that.
By the way, let me just interrupt you about that. My wife does a lot of sports, so she would get pain, and she would take a bunch of turmeric in a little bit, and then she saw ours, and she says, well, that's lower milligram. Why do I take that? I said, just take it. She goes, wow, this actually cut my pain like 80%. The other does it like 10. And it's because we do the concentrated turmeric. I don't know why everybody doesn't sell concentrated turmeric, but I do know why. There are some other brands, by the way, that do sell what we sell now. When I came up with it 5 years ago, there weren't, but now there's folks doing it. Usually the strongest is like 70%, ours is 95%. That's the strongest you can make, so it's now not the strongest anymore. There's some other brands. But why would you not? Because it costs 3 times more. And so, look, raw turmeric costs them like $3 a bottle. Well, when we get concentrated turmeric, it costs us $10, $12, $13 a bottle. So these companies don't want to do that. They know turmeric has some effect, so they don't give you the concentrate because it costs more. It's really simple, but I'm glad you got a good response off of it.
Yeah, it's truly been my saving grace. Really it has. So I do encourage everybody.
Thank you.
Has any kind of pain, go out there, get that body, and you'll see the difference. I'd like to get into the debate. I feel like they almost gave Trump an alley-oop. You know, they kind of, for CNN, I was surprised to see, you know, the questions. I feel like they almost knew that Joe was in this shape, and I think they kind of want to get him out. And they kind of want to do it in a way to the American, so it doesn't.
Well, listen, I don't think you're right. I know you're right. They want him gone, so they basically let Trump actually be. I mean, they still kind of went against Trump a little bit because they can't help it. But you know, you're totally right. They want him gone. That was a setup.
Yeah, definitely a setup. Maybe they didn't give him all the drugs this time, or they gave him half. You know, or that's just what it is, but
exactly because he was on fire, you know, obviously drugged out of his mind, but he was totally drugged up the next day, but not that night.
Correct. I feel like, you know, I think they're ready. They've used him up. They used up his name. So I think that what I think will probably end up happening is they'll probably let Trump get in and then either take us to war. If all else fails, take us to war. Or crash the economy. That's where I think it's going.
And I think that's the consensus, Nathan. The last caller said it exactly. Currently, Trump is unstoppable, but then once he gets in, they are going to drop the economy and expand the war.
Yep. Yep.
So what do we do about that?
I just know we need you. We need you on air, and we need you there, man. We got to have you because I feel like they're going to always keep lying to us, regardless. You know, and we do have a couple few other options. You know, Tucker and Joe's coming along. you know, but you started this wave, and you give it to us better than anybody else.
So, well, brother, I try, and believe me, I don't want to. I'm a fighter, so I don't want to go away. You're the reason we're still here. But listen, to take us off the air, they got to shut everything down, which they may do. I don't want to shut down InfoWars. It'll cause us a little bit of a stumble, but don't worry. As long as I'm still alive and you support us and we go off the air, you got to go find me. But we'll be back very, very quickly. I'm going to try to take the crew with me, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. But like I said, I've not spent 5% of my time thinking about a new operation. I'm just like praying to God to keep this going, sold everything I got to keep it on air. And I'm feeling good about it, and just I'm going to go to the end with this. I'm going to ride this horse till it dies. I'm going to drive this thing till the wheels come off, and then I'm going to jump as fast as I can to something new. I don't believe in half measures. I don't believe in dividing forces. I'm 100% in on this operation. That's why I need to support drjonesnaturals.com and forwardstore.com, and we will come back stronger than ever if it's God's will. But it's all in God's plan. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. Nowhere man, the world is at your command. What he wants to see. Nowhere man, can you see me at all? Nowhere man, don't worry, take your time, don't hurry, leave it all till somebody else lends you a hand. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
Now being flushed down the toilet in Satan's mouth. Nice treat.
Making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
The new lore is dead on arrival.
Whiskey bottles and brand new cars.
Oak tree in my way.
Oak tree, you're in my way.
Crank it up. Some real soul.
There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
Yeah, he's a crackhead too.
Ooh, that smell.
The smell that surrounds you.
Can't you smell that smell?
The smell of defeat.
Ooh, that smell.
You know what I smell? When I get up in the morning at 5 a.m., I smell victory. Oh, yeah. Woo, baby. Let's listen to some more to this before we go back to your phone calls. Everything the globalists do is going to turn to pure shit.
Angel of darkness is upon you. Stuck a needle on your arm.
You fool, you.
So take another toke, have a blow for your nose. One more drink, fool, would drown you.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that smell? Ooh, that smell. The smell gets around you.
Now, you know you sound like Prince Charming.
Now they call you Prince Charming. Can't speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow.
But tomorrow.
But tomorrow.
Might not be here for you. Hell yeah!
Ooh, that smell.
The smell of death surrounds you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Dead Rockefellers dead. Henry Kissinger's dead. Charlie Munger's dead. Dwarf Rothschild's dead. 1 week before Dwarf Rothschild went to hell, I called him out on air and I said, I hope God delivers justice to you. And I pray for God's Holy Spirit to come down now upon the earth as the angel of deliverance, just as it did to Pharaoh. And deliver, not through us in our hands, but through God's divine, unstoppable power, justice to give them the fear of God. All right, let's go back to your phone calls here on this live Monday, July 1st, 2024 transmission. They fear this broadcast because of the spirit that lives here. The spirit of liberty. Where there is God, the spirit of the Lord, there is the spirit of liberty. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it.
One little problem that confronts you.
You got globalist on your back.
Got a monkey on your back. Just one more fix, Lord, might do the trick.
One more little globalist trick might get us back in line, right? Every one of your tricks don't work no more, New World Order, and they're never going to work again. Not for a long time, till God lets you out of that cage in 1,000 years. Woo!
The smell of air surrounds you.
I love the guitar at the end. It's almost a sin to turn this off. Smell the failure that surrounds you.
You're a fool.
You're just a yeah. God, here's the best part. Feel the soul of this. You know God made us. Like angels in heaven playing a harp. Listen to us. Listen to the angels play. I'm going to lift your soul up. Listen to it. That's a soul right there. And then the crescendo. Elon Musk put out a great tweet this morning. Showed a beautiful vista, a beautiful bedroom. And he said, we should promote more beautiful things and stop the demoralization and lift our consciousness just by looking at beauty that God made. What a true statement. All right, thanks for putting up with me, callers, while I played that. And we gave our commentary on that beautiful song, our analysis, via fair use. And let's go back to your calls. I will now shut up. Sasha in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Love listening to your show, and I hope you stay on for many more years. Hopefully they stay the hell out of your place.
Well, we've fought them off so far, but I'm not arrogant. It's all up to God, but yeah. Now they shut us down. I don't want this to happen, but if they shut us down, it makes it even bigger now. So God literally played them to make it the most ridiculous spectacle ever. Can you believe that? It's like it's like putting a bone in a dog's mouth.
In the foot this whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like the last caller said, their plan might be to crash the economy after Trump gets back in. And
I think that's the consensus: is they're going to stand aside because they can't steal something this big, too big to rig, and then they're going to hit us with a collapse. I think that's going to happen. What do you think?
Well, I think it's on that trajectory. Living in Maryland, it's getting awfully hard out here for the simple person to live. Everything is just exorbitantly expensive. I don't know, we're in hard times coming up, and America better wake the hell up and get out and fucking vote, because we all know who's actually going to show up and vote this year.
An army of illegal aliens. Are people here? Yeah. Well, what do you think about the Supreme Court? That's what you called in about.
The Supreme Court, I think it's good. We are seeing a little bit of justice happen, because, I mean, most days it's a tax and a tax on our side, and just falling apart. I don't know. It's a shame what's going on in this country.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thanks for putting up with me while I played Lynyrd Skynyrd. Let's go to Andy in Oklahoma. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm in the fight, brother. I'm actually in a great place.
Yeah, me too. I don't think that they actually have to replace Biden. All they got to do is replace. I mean, he's got the delegates. They've got states already passed the deadline to replace the ballots. They just have to replace Kamala with somebody like Big Mike. I mean, it gets the same amount of votes, maybe more, according to them.
Well, elaborate on that. Like, oh, exactly. Like, they actually, this is really stupid what you're saying. Because even the Washington Post is like, well, they may not replace Biden, but people don't like Kamala. They'll put a new person in, and then once Biden wins, that person becomes president. Boom. Which could be Hillary, absolutely. Big Mike, Gavin Newsom. Who do you think it'll be?
Anybody. Doesn't matter. But, you know, Biden has the delegates. I don't know that they can legally replace him at this point. You know, I don't know. I'm not a legal scholar or anything. But.
No, but I mean, I was thinking that earlier, but also he's sending signals he's going to give up. Because since when do they care what the law says about delegates? You're right. What the law says, they can't do it, but they don't care.
Well, yeah, they got dead people voting in every election. So.
No, but you're right, because Biden behind the scenes doesn't make a deal to step down. He makes a deal to step down once the new vice president's in place so that they can take over.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, Kamala's just an idiot. Good grief. I don't know how they could run her again.
I'm going to take your call. I'm going to put it on the front of the whole show today once it's archived, demand out video and X. So let me just stop and shut up. You're dropping major truth bombs that really are clicking with me now. I was even thinking this earlier today, and I didn't say it on air. Repeat what you just said.
Okay. Biden, I don't think that they can replace Joe Biden because he's got the delegates. He is the nominee for the Democratic Party. But what they can do is replace Kamala, who's largely unpopular with everybody, even her own base. And then after they get Biden elected, Biden steps down after inauguration, and they got the people that they really want in. who's probably been running the show the whole time anyway.
Well, even Axios and Bloomberg and Politico admit it's an oligarchy, which we've known forever, but now they just admit, well, it's up to the oligarchy, they'll decide.
And you guys were talking about the, collapsing the economy. Well, when they enter the petrodollar, that's going to be really simple for them to do now. I mean, with the petrodollar gone, they can just kill the dollar anytime they want to. You know?
Absolutely. And then there's larger globalist forces. The U.S. government's not on accident doing things that destroy the dollar. They're pushing us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, for the common people, I mean, you just got to prepare yourselves because, you know, I think if the economy collapses, you know, look what happened during COVID, all the panic buying and stuff, you know, and stores still aren't 100% stocked up.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I get really excited about freedom and awakening, but the enemy's got a lot of tools. I agree with you. Great points, Andy. Thank you for calling. Amazing caller. Chris in California and then unapologetic Christian Ryan, everybody else. Go ahead. You're on the air, Chris.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex, first-time caller. Looking at the landscape of the election, I think it's going to be Hillary. And correct me if I'm wrong, but in 2020, she did win the popular vote. So it makes sense to roll her out there. There is a big swath of people that are going to vote for her.
Well, I'll say this. The globalists are sitting there at Camp David right now with all these options on the table. They're definitely wargaming each one of them. And definitely Hillary has popped her evil head back up. You're right.
Yeah. And as far as the election, both if this thing's close, both sides, they're going to battle this thing out in the courts. And also I was thinking I wouldn't be surprised, you know, these Dems, neocons, whatever you want to call them, they accuse you of what you do. They might have people with brand new MAGA hats going on out there 2-3 in the morning, stuffing ballots everywhere and trying to pin it on Trump. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, that's a good thought. Yeah, they could do a false flag claiming Trump's stealing the elections. Yeah, one thing's for sure, with 126 days left, nobody should be bored. What do you think happens if he gets reelected in those 79 days when he's president-elect? That's what my gut tells me they make their big move.
Yeah, they're just going to create any type of chaos where they can, lawfare. It's going to be wild. But
well, I think they're going to false flag. I mean, they've been saying right-wingers are in the woods and preparing to kill all the black people, which we know like Republicans are in the woods getting ready to kill black people. But they're pre-programming that everywhere, movies, TV shows, talking heads in the news, Maxine Waters. So, I mean, it's not hard to say, well, that's definitely something they're planning because they are. I mean, when they do all that pre-programming, they don't make $300 million movies about that for no reason.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, these little false flag operations, they wheel them out. They're all wearing the same uniform. It's all brand new. Like, they ordered the apparel from Amazon.
The Patriot Front. Oh, that's totally feds. Yeah. That's come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, these people are sick. And let me just tell black folks, I'm sure they believe me and know this. Like, there's very little white people training in the woods come to kill you. When you hear the news saying white people are coming to kill you, yeah, the Democrats want to abort you. They want to kill your kids. That's true. But no, there's no militias trained to kill black people, folks. So when you hear that, that means the feds are getting ready to kill a bunch of you and blame it on us. You got a whole big fight going. I think we're smart enough to see through this. Chris, great points. Thank you, sir. Ryan in Georgia. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Great speaking with you. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I couldn't recommend Nitric Boost enough.
It's an incredible product. Even totally healthy people should take it. It cleans out the blood. It does amazing things.
Absolutely. Hey, the reason I was calling in today is I wanted to discuss Trump's VP pick and how it ties into the bigger picture. I honestly think that we're going to need a strong military VP, someone such as McGregor or Flynn. And the reason I say that is I don't think the Democrats have a nominee that can sway the votes away from Trump. And this
elaborate on that, because I love McGregor. I would support him or Flynn. I know Flynn personally, love Flynn. That would be a real dark horse. Explain why you say that.
I say that because I can't see us having the election on time. I think the Democrats know that they don't have a fighting chance in rigging the election big enough or in a convincing enough manner to make it worthwhile. So they're going to stage false flags. There's going to be, you know, mayhem here in the States, and I can't see us having the election on time.
Okay, you're making a good point. So elaborate on this.
Sure. So they're like a cornered animal, and they know they can't win, so they're going to overturn the chessboard. And so we need somebody with Trump's great domestic policies. We're going to need international diplomacy as well. And we've got all these illegals flooding in from the border. We have terrorists. We're going to need strong military to help us through this time. And this whole talk about the military, the monetary system crashing, good. I mean, why would we want to fix monopoly money? That's basically what we're living through. And I think America's going to have some tough times, but, you know, you got to see through the trees and know that there's better times ahead and there's a better system. So
well, but if we have good leadership, we can use a problem to make it better. But if it happens when Trump's in, he knows he'll get the blame. He said that, but you're absolutely right. And you make me think, they were so scared of Flynn, the former head of Defense Intelligence, that warned Obama that China was going to backstab him when he first got in, and he was right. So that's why he was so respected. He's a patriot. Trump is a great guy, but where he doesn't understand stuff is military. He kind of has right. a crackerjack comic book view of it and hasn't studied it. So without real military leadership, that's a real blind spot. Regardless, he's got to bring in military leadership immediately to get what's going on. And that would be Flynn, who tried to do it before he got removed. That Flynn should, regardless whether he's vice president or not, should be the Secretary of Defense, or, you know, something like that, to then bring in the people we can trust. I think that's a critical, because everybody wants to focus on the election, which we're doing, and there's an oversaturation of that. That job is being done. My job now is to talk about the 79 days when he is president-elect, what they're going to pull during that, and then once he gets in, making sure they don't, because that's why they came after me. I went and just Googled the leadership. Like Fiona Hill, this guy, that guy. And I would tell Trump and send him memos. They got totally pissed because I was saying, this person's a globalist, that person's a globalist. He would fire them. That's one reason they came after me, was just a simple, because everybody just wants to be in the White House. So they don't want to stir up trouble. I'm not a gossip, but he's the president. It's not like gossiping to go, hey, this person's bad, this person's bad. Everybody else got in and said, let's just leave everybody alone, except Steve Bannon and, you know, a few other people would tell Trump it was bad. And General Flynn, that's why they were all removed. And so that's a critical thing of who decides the personnel and who then puts people, because it's not just the Justice Department. He's got to purge at the top. He's got to purge the Pentagon.
Yeah. And all this talk of J.D. Vance, Marco Rubio, and, you know, all the normal people, I think it's all noise and not signal. I think it would hurt if he went with the status quo, because then, like you said earlier in the broadcast, you know, the deep state has their tentacles into the White House. So we don't need any of that. We need people with merit. It doesn't matter if you're black or Mexican or white. It doesn't matter about any of that. It matters about what have you done. Actions speak louder than words, and that's why I think we need a strong military for VP.
No one has said that. I mean, I met with Flynn years ago and other times and said, you should be the VP, and I pushed that to Trump. And I've not heard any chatter on that, but it's kind of hiding in plain view. That we should have a General Flynn as the VP. Or I mean, McGregor is really smart and great. He'd be a great VP. He's not as well known as Flynn. Maybe Flynn's VP, and then maybe Defense Secretary's Colonel McGregor.
Yeah, or the other way around. I mean, I think McGregor's well read. He knows his history. He's articulate, and he's diplomatic. And I think either one of those would be a great VP pick.
Great points, Ryan. Anything else?
No, God bless you, and God bless InfoWars.
Folks, that's why I love having callers in, because I'm thinking all this stuff, and then I forget about it. I'm not trying to say I'm smart. It's the opposite. I have all this scatterbrain stuff, and the callers bring up stuff I've already been thinking, and I'm like, wow, what an amazing audience of activists. Speak of the devil, I'm going to say McGregor's the devil. Chase Geiser did a very powerful update on McGregor's Friday video that went viral, tens of millions of views, of his response to the Biden debacle in the debate. So we added some video to that. We added some background to it. It's like a 3-minute video. We're going to come back from break. We're going to play that. And then we're going to go right back to your calls. Fousey, Brandon, Jason, Kurt, Jody, unapologetic. I'll go in the order they're received. And Kat. That'll be it for the calls. That's good for calls. Because in the fourth hour, we're doing the deep dive on the end of the dollar and what that means and what that signifies. And the last caller said, hey, let it all go down. The dollar still gives us our power. How about we remove the private Federal Reserve leadership and then get control of the dollar and use that as a way to promote freedom? But if it dies, it dies. It's just that, you know, the ramifications are going to be spectacular. Please follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. They really don't want you to do that. Go to X, Real Alex Jones. Follow me there. We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Mert defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Americans, the media worked closely with the White House to conceal the truth. President Biden is not fit to discharge the immense duties of the presidency. The alarming evidence of his cognitive decline was on display for all to witness. Yet his enablers and political allies continue to exploit the president to substitute their destructive agenda for the interests of the American people. The unconscionable betrayal of the sacred trust that must exist
between the federal government and American citizens is all around us. Destructive executive orders and policy directives, many of which were likely signed when President Biden was in a rapidly diminished state of mind, inflicted tremendous damage on our nation. By opening our southern border, unelected men and women in the White House allowed millions of migrants to illegally enter our country. To these must be added lethal drugs like fentanyl and the endless numbers of human traffickers surging into our communities, jeopardizing the safety and security of our families, especially our children. The executive orders related to energy policy prioritized the demands of climate change advocates over the needs of hardworking Americans. The outcome is skyrocketing energy costs and the end of our energy independence. This is not governance. This is pandering. Reckless spending and money printing has triggered record high inflation. This is not the leadership we deserve. The deliberate subversion of the presidency also extends to foreign and defense policy. President Biden's manipulators fueled a proxy war in Ukraine that risks drawing us into a catastrophic confrontation with nuclear-armed Russia. Their unqualified support for Israel's disproportionate actions in Gaza erodes our moral authority and credibility as a champion of peace and stability. These actions drained our defense resources and compromised our moral standing in the world. Sadly, President Biden's fragile mental state was laid bare for all to see in last night's debate. His responses were frequently incoherent. He appeared lost, even confused, struggling to complete basic thoughts. It was heartbreaking, a spectacle that confirmed our worst fears about his deteriorating capacity. No individual whose mental health is compromised should be allowed to continue in the most demanding job on earth. Americans, we find ourselves at a critical juncture in our nation's journey. In the private sector or in matters of estate planning, the validity of signatures made under such circumstances would be challenged and invalidated in a court of law. How can we accept crucial national decisions being made under these conditions? The American people deserve better. It is time to ask, who truly governs this country? Is it we the people, as our founders intended, or have we surrendered control to unelected bureaucrats, sprawling federal agencies, and affluent donors who do not have the best interests of ordinary Americans? Blessings of liberty for this generation and those to come. We must reclaim the rightful sovereignty of the American people over a dysfunctional and unresponsive political establishment. We cannot tolerate more aimless, self-defeating leadership and unaccountable governance. We confront existential threats at home, and the Biden administration has cultivated hatred and hostility to the United States abroad. President Biden should retire with grace and dignity and not be cruelly exploited in the twilight of his life. To say it's a national shame is an understatement. This travesty should end immediately. It is now obvious that the governing power to determine our nation's destiny lies in unelected hands. Americans must raise their voices in opposition to this administration. The power belongs to the American people. We must signal our discontent with policies we did not vote for. Open borders, wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, soaring inflation, uncontrolled immigration, and demand the right to register our indignation at the ballot box. In view of the questionable legitimacy of the many executive orders issued under President Biden's signature, Americans should consider holding the presidential election early. It's time for Americans to demand a new government that is legitimate, one that is devoted to peace abroad and prosperity at home. It is a time for unity, a time to go forward and begin the next chapter of the most remarkable story ever told, the story of the United States of America. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and may God bless these United States.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Freedom is volcanically, tectonically exploding right now. that full video. McGregor did a great job Friday, but we added video to it. It's on Real Alex Jones. Get it and share it. But I agree, Trump needs not just to take control of the Justice Department, but the military. And he needs military leadership to do it, who are patriots, understand what's happening. This is very complex. You got to know what you're doing or you're blind. All right, back to your phone calls. Thanks for holding. Fousey in Texas, thanks for holding. Talk about Supreme Court ruling with Trump's immunity and saying that Jack Smith is unconstitutional.
Yes, sir. Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to start off by saying God bless you and the InfoWars crew. And I don't know how you've put up with these evil people for 30 years, the way you've stood up to them.
It's been a pleasure because you supported me. I couldn't do it. Listen, you're the ones keep me doing it. I love fighting these people. Thank you for keeping me in the fight. Go ahead.
About the Supreme Court thing, that I found it interesting in Sotomayor's dissent, she referenced two specific things with the Navy SEAL team assassinating a political rival and organizing a military coup to hold on to power, and how the president would now be immune. So my question to you is, do you think that this could backfire, President Biden could take advantage of that to potentially assassinate Trump?
Yeah, look, a president has to have political will. He's winning the election. He doesn't have a history of even persecuting people that attacked him or standing up people that attacked him, in fact, to a fault, when he was the president for 4 years with all the show trials and kangaroo impeachments and Russia, 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 and all of it. So, yeah, any power is a danger. That's what the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, and history teaches us. So their idea that we're giving power to Trump for an assassination so now Biden can do it, it's in the Constitution. They can't do that. You've got to impeach the president. So it's all a red herring. They project what they're planning to do onto the rest of us.
Okay. And I didn't know if you thought that was – I know it had been discussed prior to now, but I didn't know if that was still kind of in the – I mean, it seems like they'll do anything. Nothing they've done has stopped him, and I wouldn't put anything past them, but I didn't know how viable of an option that really was for him at this point.
Biden might try a false flag and martial law. They're actually pre-programming it, calling it a civil war. Civil unrest leads to civil war, but that's not what Trump's pushing. He's pushing optimism, economy, national sovereignty, freedom, justice, security. So that's their bailiwick. That's their wheelhouse. That's their world, not Trump. Trump doesn't want to be a dictator. He wants to be the guy that presides over the American turnaround and incredible success. So everything they say Trump might do is what they're planning. Does that make sense?
It does, and that was, I didn't want it to essentially what they say Trump plans to do that Biden end up, now I'm immune, I'm the president, let me use these powers to,
That argument is Biden's going to be a dictator because the Supreme Court says Trump's dictator. They didn't. They said as a president, you remove him with an election or a full impeachment conviction. None of that happened. They stole the election. He was found, not guilty in both impeachments. So they're the ones with election fraud and all the rest of this trying to take over. They're the ones doing what they claim he's going to do. They're already doing it. Thanks for the call. Great points. All right. Unapologetic American in Idaho. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you for all the work that you do. Prayers to you and your family when you're going through this attack. I know it's difficult when you've put so many years into this to have it taken away from you injustly. So I just want to say thanks.
Let me just stop you because I want you to get your point out, but I want to be clear. All I care about is you supporting me, because no matter where I go or what happens, if you just find us and support us, they have no power. You matter. I don't just have to pat you on the head. It's because you are literally everything. If I don't care about their lawfare, I expect their attacks. I'm a big boy. I got into this knowing where I was going. All I care about is you. It's like a V for Vendetta when V is talking to the inspector and the inspector says, why didn't you do this before? And he looks at the inspector and goes, I was waiting for you, inspector. I was waiting for you. I was waiting for one senior person to join me in this. So I'm waiting for you. We're together. There's not a, like I'm Alex Jones and, you're unapologetic in Idaho. Brother, we've been waiting for each other. We're here. Populists are winning worldwide. We're winning. It's happening. We're doing it. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So I just want to make a comment. I don't want to press on it a little bit. I don't mean to upset you or anything, what I'm about to say. I really was bothered by that debate. You know, I listened to Donald Trump and I listened to Joe Biden, and clearly Donald Trump had the advantage intellectually and mentally. My issue with it is the fact that Donald Trump wasn't willing to call out Joe Biden on some of the things that he should have called out, which was, again, the money laundering, the funding of the Ukraine war, the starting of World War III with Russia, et cetera. But my question to you and my biggest concern is, what are we going to do about the Zionist globalists that are in control of both of these campaigns? You know, because these elitists, these Jews, and I'm not saying it in a derogatory term like every Jew per se, but it's obvious when you named off those list of elitists that died and you were, you know, talking about calling them out. One thing they all had in common was they were Jews and they were Zionists. And so what do we do as
really
Christians,
David Rockefeller was Jewish?
Well, Rothschilds, etc. What do we do about the fact that these unelected bureaucrats get into all these campaigns and then they promote?
Okay, so listen, I'm not going to cut you off, but can we just do one question at a time? I've already forgotten your first question. What was it?
So my first question is, how do we as Americans and Christians combat the Zionist control?
That was not your first question. You said something about Trump and what he did at the debate.
Okay, so my question about him was, why was he not a little bit more confrontational? Why wasn't he calling out Joe Biden on some of the things that he should have called him out on, such as, I know he said border is wide open, but why
thanks. You said a lot. You reminded me. Thank you. I mean, stay there. You can go to your next points. We'll take them one at a time. I'm not advising Trump, so I don't know what his advisors are saying, but he knows it's inflation, open borders, and corruption people are concerned about. So he won the debate because he focused on those issues. So I think, you know, Trump starts talking about Burisma and Ukraine. The average viewer who is an undecided voter, decided voters know. Undecided don't. They're like, that's Chinese. So I get why Trump did that. He won the debate. He's criticized all the other stuff. Your next thing was about Zionists. And what was that question?
It's just, how do we combat the fact that Zionists have control of both cabinets? I mean, Donald Trump's cabinet is run by these Zionist elites, and same with Joe Biden. So for me, after 4 years of both, it seems to me like the left-right paradigm doesn't matter because it's two wings to one bird flying us in a certain direction, all being led by Zionists. So how do we combat that?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to deny to you that both political parties have a lot of Jews involved with them, but Netanyahu has a 15% approval rating in Israel, and they're trying to remove him. So Israel's a bunch of groups fighting. So to say that Trump has conservative Jews backing him and Democrats have liberal Jews backing him, and Trump's trying to block Mayorkas and the leftist Jewish lobby that wants to bring in a bunch of illegals, I don't see Trump aligned with that. So your preface, I basically disagree with. Does that make sense? Because Trump has the establishment coming after him, whoever runs it. I don't want to even make it about who runs the establishment. I want to just oppose their agenda. So I argue with your preface that Israel's one monolithic structure or that America's one monolithic structure, and so that's where I'm at.
Well, I think ultimately, Alex, Israel runs America, and that's why it is one big Israel. I mean, whether we want to say we're
well, I don't think
by-
I don't think that you're wrong. That the Israel lobby in general is one of the biggest. There's the defense contractors, the banks.
AIPAC.
I was about to get to that. I just see, you guys always want to debate something that I'm not even debating. You just want me to disagree with you. So fine, I disagree with you. I think you're wrong. Israel runs nothing. Israel has no power. In fact, Israel did attack the USS Liberty. How's that sound? Is that what you wanted? Because you feel more powerful and then I'm a bad guy?
No, Alex.
You're not listening to me. Let me finish my statement.
Okay.
I said the big banks, which you can then say are Jewish, a lot of them are, you've got the defense contractors, and you've got the teachers' unions, and then you've got AIPAC, and you can debate all day who the most powerful is, but there's no doubt that the Israel lobby exerts incredible force over this country, and for 30 years I've opposed it. I'm also not anti-Jew, anti-Israel out of hand. So it doesn't, you have to understand, when you attack the Zionist and make everything political about that, it kills the political debate and makes it about that, and it unifies the Jews behind their own destruction with the ADL controlling them, who goes out and creates white supremacist groups to attack Jews so they have power, the group that controls the Jews. So I want a big tent, whether you're Christian, Catholic, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, Buddhist, agnostic, being anti-eat the bugs, anti-New World Order. Somebody's got to not take the bait and make this about a particular group. And so I'm opposing agendas here, whoever runs them, so we can unify against the agenda. That's why they say it's racist to be against open borders. No, the majority of Mexicans are against open borders. They can see it's bad for them. They're Americans, the Mexican Americans. So that's where I'm at. It doesn't do some magic trick to sit there and talk about AIPAC all day, which you called in. I'm having you talk longer than other callers. I'm not afraid to expose AIPAC. AIPAC's trying to destroy me. The ADL literally says I should be arrested. They're suing me. They're after me. They're after Elon Musk. I mean, I'm not even, I refuse to give that group what they want, to put on a Hugo Boss Nazi uniform and blame all Jews so that they can make all the Jews run to them and give them money. It's a very simple trick they play. I want the Jews that want freedom, like Dr. Zelenko is a beautiful person, to be with us, and many of them are. So I'm transcending all of this. And all the other people can just talk about Jews 24/7 and think it's a big, powerful thing they do. But I'm here opposing globalist policies. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir. And that's why I was just wanting to call in and ask you, have you checked out the website gtvflyers.com?
No, I've not.
MTV?
No.
So take a look at gtvflyers.com, Alex. I know that Harrison, he's been calling out a lot of the wrongdoings. I would love for you just to educate yourself maybe on something you haven't looked at. You're highly intellectual. I know you're years ahead of most people on all subjects. So just take a look at gtvflyers.com, Alex, and understand civic nationalism.
All right. I got to get another callers. You got 8 minutes, so don't claim you didn't get time. I see the comments. I don't have time to read all of them because I got stuff going on. I like Harrison. I like Owen. I think they're great, smart guys. And I'll see some video they did with a million views criticizing Israel. And they go, God, Jones is going to fire you once he catches you did this. I'm glad they're covering those things. Okay? So they're doing that. Me, I'm about the AI and the New World Order and Satan. And I don't care if you're a Muslim, a Jew, a Christian. I want you to know about Jesus. I got a big tent. That's my mission, is you can have all this black-on-white crime. Most black folks aren't doing that. I'll call out the black-on-white crime. I'll point out they're covering it up. I'll say it's wrong. The media's promoting it. They're covering it up. But I didn't move on from that. I'm trying to expose central bank digital currencies, vaccine IDs, social credit scores, whoever runs it. I'm trying to expose the New World Order takeover arm. Other people can do their, like Elon Musk exposes depopulation. How bad it is. I've been doing that for decades. So my issue is I don't just know one word, Jew. And my universe doesn't orbit around Jews and all their diverse ideas and groups and all their infighting. I'm trying to expose the Black Rocks and Larry Fink. And I don't go, hey, Larry Fink's a Jew and he controls 86% of the world's economy. I just go, hey, man, Larry Fink's a really bad guy. Say he's going to run your life. And I think we should not let Larry Fink run our life. And I don't give him what he wants hiding behind Jews. Use your noggin. God, it's very frustrating. So I frontally assault the New World Order, whoever's running it, and I try to get the public to expose what is happening and say no to it. And I do not then spend all day obsessing over this group or that group. I know how to win, folks. And I want a big tent like Martin Luther King talked about, up on the mountain, all our children together. And I don't hate Jews. I don't hate black people. I don't hate Catholics. I don't hate Protestants. All these groups are politically controlled. They're all run by corrupt groups now. It's pathetic. The Pope's completely evil. Don't blame Catholics. Netanyahu's completely evil. Don't blame Jews. I mean, I'm just trying to oppose the policies and not make it racial or spiritual. I'm just trying to say, hey, we shouldn't do this. Now, I just spent 12 minutes on you. So don't run off and say I didn't give you time. Because I want to discuss things with you. And you called in and were reasonable. You didn't call in and say, you're a Jew and your family's Jews and we're going to kill you. Because I'm not Jewish. If I wasn't, I'd be proud of it. I'm just a guy trying to save the world because I live here. And I'm having a real debate and a real discussion to get people thinking. We just blew 15 minutes on that, 14 minutes on that. And it does nothing. The ADL just got more donations. Kurt in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Go ahead.
Alex, quick question for you, but first, a quick observation. I have two favorite American poets. Number one is Ronnie Van Zant. Number two is Alex Jones. The tangent that you went off on that smell brought a very happy, tearful life to me. It was beautiful. I know you get it. Have your crew look up Ronnie Van Zant talking about Free Bird while he's fishing. That'd be a great little clip for you guys to play. My question to you is this. Say we get through all the, you know, the election and everything, and Donald Trump is actually elected president, and he's sworn in on the 20th. And on the 21st, he calls you up and he says, Alex, you're one of the smartest people I know. I want you to take over X department. What is it that you would want to do in government, if anything, but if it was you running it 100%?
Well, I mean, his sons made the joke about being press secretary for a month just for fun. I would do that if they offered it, but no, I don't.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, that's.
I already have an office.
I mean, seriously.
I already have an office.
You're smart.
I'm not that smart. I have an office already talking to tens of millions a day, and the office is the First Amendment. So I don't need a political office. I don't seek a political office. I don't care. I want to save the republic and try to save the world for now. It always comes back to evil. And just turn things around, brother.
Something to you, and you were to accept anything, what would it be?
It'd be nothing, there brother. I appreciate your call, and God bless you. I told you. I don't want to be in the government. The government doesn't have all these magic strings and things. It has nothing to offer I want. You know, we're going to have a nuclear war probably. Everybody's probably going to die because people are not, it's not a Pete Terry's commercial, they're not a sponsor, but I'm drinking iced tea. People cannot survive when they're not aware of how the world works. And it's that simple. So, I have a responsibility to try to stay on air as long as possible. And I am only doing this because God's watching. But I can tell everybody watching and listening, you're dead. If this doesn't turn around. We've got 8+ billion people on this planet and 100,000 nuclear weapons. And it may not be the United States with Russia. My throat went out. Man, I mean, the United States. It's going to start.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So
we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the electric here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting, in a psychological warfare program, to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct, like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law. And in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including
in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff and I have an incredibly demanding job, but you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're now into hour number four on this Monday, July 1st, 2024 broadcast. I want to get economist Dr. Kirk Elion with us to talk about everything happening. What he makes of the debate, what he makes of the Supreme Court ruling, where he sees all of this going. Really smart guy, but also the big stack of articles and documents we've been pushing back and forth to each other in the last few days. The major move away from the dollar, the FDIC openly getting ready to do bail-ins and grab part of your bank account, U.S. escalating sanctions against Russia again, Putin's been planning de-dollarization for 3 years, they're now admitting, hedge funds selling and shorting stocks at faster rate than in 2 years, U.S. budget disaster will impoverish Americans, economists warns that the war cycle is up and the economic cycle is down. We're going to cover all of this and a lot more. U.S. falls out of global competitiveness for top 10 for the first time ever. Another blow to the housing market. Prices soaring. Government lying. But Dr. Kirk Elliott, great to have you here with us. I really respect your view on things. Been following your work for 25 years. You've made a lot of great predictions here. The last 8 months that have come true. Before we get into all the technical numbers and facts here, what do you make of last week's debate Thursday? What's happening with Biden? The fact the media tried to prop him up, now acts like they never knew he was a vegetable for years. I mean, this to me is a big crisis in confidence and competence. And even though they think they can change horses in the middle of the stream, it isn't Biden who gets the blame for all this. It's the establishment that tried to gaslight us and force him down our throats.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was watching that and it was so sad, Alex. I mean, really, it was just sad. And I expected Trump to perform like he did because he did an amazing job, like he always does. And I think the left finally saw that Biden, or admitted to it, I should say, that Biden's got some mental issues. He's got dementia. He's got something.
Yeah, they realized the gaslighting wasn't working. They all knew this, yeah. But they were like, oh God, we can't pretend anymore.
No, they can't. And Tucker's response to it was a really good one. I mean, I thought that was just absolutely fantastic, but now they're stuck, right? It's like, what do we do? Right? We can't have him moving forward. So we got to put somebody else in the place. And then, you know, the whole theory that Jill is really running Biden's head and she just likes that power. And it's like, how evil is that to put somebody who's obviously got some dementia issues in the limelight, probably scared half to death. You know, you could see it on his face. But that's not somebody that should be running the country, right? So now we're faced with what comes next. Right. And you look back at old Obama videos where he talked about, you know, in his own words, how do you, when you put enough raw sewage into the society, you put enough questions in the hearts and minds of people that creates distrust in their leaders. Once you start losing trust in the leaders, you've won. Well, this game has obviously been played. I mean, Biden was Obama's puppet from the jump as his VP. And you can see that rationale playing itself out. And you know,
I was about to say, you're totally right. People act like this was a new development. They were planning for years to do this right now. Roger Stone even predicted it 3 years ago. So this is, people like this is some new thing to have the whole corporate media turn against him. No, they were telling you he was fine to the last moment. Then they flipped. The real enemy's not Joe Biden. It's the people that lied to you.
Right. I mean, it absolutely is. And when you look and you start to consider the people, I mean, earlier on the show, you listed the five, Whitmer and Newsom and Hillary and Big Mike. And I can't remember the other one, right? It's like
Hillary. Let's see. Big Mike, Hillary, Newsom, Kamala.
Oh, yeah. Kamala.
Newsom.
Forgot about Kamala. Yeah. So oddly enough, the vice president today isn't even really in the picture, right? Considering the other people but you look at each and every one of them, massive progressives following in Obama's footsteps, right? To the T. And it probably goes even prior to him with the Clintons running the show. So what we've got in front of us is the complete dismantling of the U.S. economy, moving towards a globalist agenda. I mean, that's what I studied. That's what my PhD is in, right? And so you look at this and there's just lies about jobs and all of this stuff. And you saw it. You saw how Biden himself couldn't explain anything, but that's just because he's not all there right now. But the numbers and the CNN, you know, correspondents, you know, basically believing the lies. And we'll get into it later on as we talk here, but how inflation is not what they say it is, right? So as we look forward, what is the perception? Perception is reality in the hearts and minds of people. And what do they expect America to look like moving forward? Right. And so this is how people invest. And if you were to invest in any stock, bond, mutual fund, real estate, you buy something because you expect that it's going to go up in the future because you've got good leadership. The company has a good product. You're expecting it to grow. So your retirement.
Exactly. The globalists interrupt aren't that stupid. They know doing this actually hurts America, which tells me all this stuff pushing us to the bricks with China and Russia isn't by accident. There's a larger globalist force that couldn't defeat America militarily, but is getting us economically to commit suicide, or as the Japanese call it, seppuku.
Yes, absolutely. And see, the reason I focus so much on the economy and the banks and everything else, because That is the lifeblood of most people, right? It's your bank account. And if you lose confidence in your bank, you're going to lose confidence in everything
else. Well, it's not just the lifeblood. I mean, it's literally the benchmark. It's what's there. I mean, yeah.
It's the baseline, right? And so that whole concept goes all the way back to the start of communism. And Lenin said, hey, if you want to control the people, you control the money, right? And so this is what we're seeing play out, this underlying thread that goes from all of these different communist leaders that we're seeing running this administration and prior administrations. It's like, it's all about the money. And we've hit the point of critical mass, Alex, where you can't actually add another piece of debt, right? We're at these marginal elements now where you add too much, the whole system is going to collapse. It's like when you're building the house of cards and it's like, ooh, is the next one going to actually be the one that tips it over? I mean,
they can explain
that.
They can barely fix it 2008 with the derivatives. Now, what's it, 10 times worse?
Oh, yeah, it's easily 10 times worse because the derivatives debt is so highly leveraged. And this, you know, brings us to a report that you and I had shared, you know, over the last couple of days where regulators are hitting Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Bank of America over their living will plans. It's like, okay, I got to explain that. What is that? Well, living will and banks? What is all of that? Right. So basically this is their living will. View it as this is their succession plan. If everything falls apart, how are you going to have an orderly resolution for all of your depositors? Right. So you can avoid chaos. Right. So the Fed, the Federal Reserve and the FDIC looks at these big, huge, massive banks, Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs and Bank of America. And they said, you know what? The documents that you had put together, your orderly resolution plan, they're actually inadequate. It's like, what? We're not talking about what happened last year with Silicon Valley Bank and Credit Suisse and First Republic and Silvergate Bank and Signature Bank. Those were regional banks, some of them larger regional banks, some of them smaller. These are the four largest financial institutions in North America. We're talking a whole different level here, right? So if one of those falls, every domino around it starts to fall.
So you're explaining, we're at the end of the Ponzi scheme, and the private central banks, I know you know this for listeners that may not, most of you know listeners, I'm not patronizing, I'm saying, the EU central bank, the Japanese central bank, they all admit they're at the end. There's nothing else they can do. They all are saying, what do we do? What do we do?
Right. So it's not, this has nothing to do with their deposits, Alex. This orderly resolution plan, this has to do with their debt. And it's not just the debt.
Explain that. So they don't have enough deposits. They bought all these derivatives and are invested in crap. And so they're upside down.
That's it. It's not even like their commercial real estate or their residential real estate or their credit card debt. It's these highly leveraged derivative instruments, which is what this is pertaining to.
And explain that BlackRock sold them in the last three decades.
Yeah. So they've taken some of these toxic mortgages, for example, packaged them all together in a bucket and sold them off, right? And those highly leveraged, and this kept happening and happening. Well, now, if you look at JP Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs are the two biggest. They have over $55 trillion worth of derivatives debt each, right? So what's the national debt of America? It's like $37.8 trillion, right? But that took from 1776 until now to accumulate that $37 trillion worth of debt. These are just two banks. Each one of them have over $55 trillion in derivatives debt. Bank of America and Citi aren't much better, right? But they both have.
So they're trying to figure out a way to convince us it's our problem with a war, a virus, a CBDC, a central bank digital currency.
Yeah. So when you start putting together some of the talking points that we've heard Janet Yellen say, Jerome Powell say over the last year since Silicon Valley Bank went under, and you start hearing things like, oh, too big to fail. No, that there is no such thing anymore. The government, though, can't afford to bail out some of these big, massive financial institutions. Therefore, we're going to have bail-in You know, right? So this is not a new concept either. This was legislated during the Dodd-Frank bill during the Obama term. A bail-in is when, let's say your bank goes under, Alex. The government's not going to bail them out. You are, as the depositor, right? So that's the difference between a government bailout and a bail-in. A bail-in is you basically getting rid of
And I know we keep harping on this, but they've already done it in areas of Europe like Cyprus. They're now at the FDIC meeting last year, the border governors admitting that's their plan, which will completely kill confidence once that happens. So what's the time frame on this?
Well, this regulation that the Fed and FDIC just came out with is they have to submit this by 2025. Well, that's 6 months away, right? So imagine. It doesn't take too much of a spark for this derivatives debt bubble to explode. And if it does, and who's going to bail out? JP Morgan Chase. This is the thing. I don't care what kind of a magnificent new plan that they come up with that satisfies the Fed and the FDIC because their first orderly resolution plan didn't pan out. There's no plan that can bail out $55 trillion. That's way more than the entire national debt. Per institution, it will.
And Dr. Kurt, you're welcome to the next hour. You do a great job walking through all the technicals. People can look it up for themselves. You're 100% right. But then if they can't prop it up, what's the time frame, guesstimation, and what is this going to look like?
Boy, I hate being a timer, but so either something big spark happens before the election. Right. To get people to comply and vote the way that they want to, because the government can come in like a knight on a shiny white horse coming in to save the day. Right. Or you hold off. It depends on who wins the election. Right. You can hold off to actually blame the person who's in power at the time. So, but I,
and
but
Trump
I
has warned he thinks they may plunge it before to blame him.
I agree. So I don't think that we're years away from this, right? I think we're probably 6 months to 2 years max away from complete absolute upheaval of the banking
system. But it could happen next week.
Could happen next week. I mean, the table is set. We're just waiting for the guests to arrive for the dinner, right? And so this is so, but you add some of this other stuff together. Where you've got bail-in legislation, we're going to bail out our financial institutions. The United Nations is meeting, coming up soon in September for their Pact for the Future symposium in China, where all of this stuff, central bank digital currency, biometric identification, digital money, they're going to actually expose what they've been doing and planning on in unified ledgers to the world. Not as a bad expose, but they're going to be bragging about it. Say, look what we've done. This is our plan that we've been working on so hard for the last 5 years to actually replace a broken fiat money system with something new, something that's clean, something that's transparent.
Has a unified ledger. So explain how the central bank digital currency, ESG controlled corporate governance, controlling what you can do and spend, the corporations, governments, private individuals, how they use that as the next bubble with the unified ledger. This is key because their bridge to get out of this bubble is the next level of total control to take a giant slice of everybody's life, but not call it a bail-in, just call it a social credit score.
Yeah. So let me, if I may, put this into the context of you and what you've gone through in this bankruptcy that you've had to go through and everything happening with InfoWars. You know, they didn't like what you had to say, so they froze you from your bank accounts. You couldn't access your money, right? So that took a legal process to get to that point. This is that exact same scenario, them separating you from your money, but without a legal process. They can just do it because they don't like you, because they don't like your ideology.
Now, slow down. That's the key, Dr. Elliott. This is a central bank ledger. Just sounds like a term people know. Everyone is in bankruptcy, private companies, corporations, the general public. That's why they say you'll owe nothing and like it. And then they unify it and take what they want. Your mortgage, everything is unified.
Everything. See, every asset that you have that's in this digital form, whether it's a bank account, checking account, savings account, money market, stock, bond, mutual fund, brokerage account, all of that stuff, and anything with a title like your house, right? You can be put into this unified ledger. Now, the World Economic Forum has explained this really well in the sense of this is digital money. It's programmable money, meaning they tokenize or they put all of your assets into a packet, and that packet is now can be sold, right? This is like a derivative. You can flip off the ownership with a flip of a button saying, okay, Alex, you no longer own all of this stuff that you thought you had. We're flipping the switch and we're going to give it to person B or person C or to the government, right? They can do whatever they want. This is what programmable money and a unified ledger is. And to make it really dangerous is that it's based on your digital social profile and your social credit score. Now, we're not talking about a dystopian future, right? We saw this happen with the truckers in Canada.
The British Prime Minister said, if you don't accept military service, we'll just turn your bank account off. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of these things seem to be a stretch in people's minds, right? It's like, oh, this is the mark of the beast. This is way down the road. We've seen it, you know, bank accounts.
Well, that's right. You're not covering things that are coming. This is all being rolled out now. They have gas station chains all over Europe, the U.S., including in Oklahoma and Texas, where you've got to swipe a card to get in the building. You got to swipe a card to buy gas just to prove you're even able to buy it. I mean, it's coming in.
It is. And we've all heard the stories of the truckers and how the government in Canada didn't like them. So they cut them off from their bank accounts. Every viewer of your show has gone through the story of your bankruptcy, how because of your message, you got cut out from your money. What I'm trying to explain to people is this, you don't need a legal process. You just actually need to be you and you can just be anybody. It depends. What are you buying? What are you spending? What are your habits? And if it falls out of line, of the, you know, goose stepping, you know, march that they globalists want you to have. Well, then you're going to be cut off from your money. That's the danger of what's coming. And this is coming
because they admit that's their only next move. So we can debate the time frame, but you're a great sponsor as well. You got the top silver company in the United States, the second biggest gold company. You're mainly pushing silver right now. People should call you, say Alex Jones sent you for the sponsorship to support us. The people should call you, do a consultation, get into gold and silver bullion right now. Before we go to break, do a plug, doctor, because you never do that. I need to get you to do that. Well, that's people should be getting ready.
People do need to get ready because this is coming. Look at every one of the people that are being considered to possibly replace Biden. Every single one of them want what we just talked about, right? So the best way to actually thrive in the future is to make sure that you're ahead of the game. You know, take advantage of it now. So it's like, well, what if Trump gets in? Because I believe that Trump is going to win. Well, when Trump gets in, silver's going to thrive as well because it's a manufacturing metal. So I don't see much downside here, but literally people can protect their IRAs, their just cash accounts, their brokerage accounts. And I'm not talking about ETFs. I'm not talking about mutual funds or paper assets of any sort. Talking about physical metals, Alex, like 100 ounce bars of silver, 10 ounce bars of silver, 1 ounce rounds, gold bars or kilo bars, right? Physical things that you take delivery of at home or in an IRA, you store at a depository. And so when you talk about that, you're not part of their digital world. You're not part of this system where they can flip off ownership with a switch.
No, you're a great sponsor. You're the best company in the U.S. and people need this. They need to call you. What do? They call you. They call 720-605-3900 or kepm.com/gold. So people know that's coming from us. That's key to support, folks. You're helping keep us on air. It's a win-win. And they need to call you. You'll give them a consultation and you get into silver and you're not even pushing gold because you're right. Silver has the most to grow. It's been growing the most. Silver up the last 2 years?
Well, boy, 3.5 years ago, it was $11.91. Today, it's like 30, right? So, but over the last 14 weeks, silver's gone from 22 to 30. That's over 35% in 3 months. We're not just talking about freedom here, right? Financial freedom, getting out of harm's way of these digital assets. We're also doing something that we get the best of both worlds. Asset protection and growth. And that's what makes it such an amazing.
Nothing has performed as good as
right now.
Nothing's performed as good as silver. And I haven't had a silver or gold sponsor because so many of them sell numismatics, rip people off. You are the number one bullion dealer in America right now because you've got the best deals. Look at that 12-year graph, folks. This is a no-brainer to protect your assets and probably have growth. We can't guarantee anything, but my God, you're crazy if you don't call Dr. Kirk Elliott at 720-605-3900. I only steer you in a direction that's smart. Out of everything out there other than land and family and relationship with God, that's most important. God, relationship with family and land. And in a garden, that's all right up there with gold and silver. You need to call right now, 720-605-3900, kepm.com/gold, because the run's already happening. Kurt, you were telling me, you guys can't even answer the phones right now. It's not like, I mean, this is a bull market.
It's huge, and demand is through the roof. Here's the thing. We've got low supply on silver at the depository level, high demand because you've got central banks.
Hold on. I got to go to break. Stay there. Let's explain this and get back into the economics and all these articles and videos you sent me. Go to Kirk Elliott right now. Stay with us.
You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work. That will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And look, I cannot stress enough that we want sponsors. Like, I sell the highest quality water filter, the highest rated out there, gravity fed, at the lowest price there is. I can sell for double that price. There are a few competitors that are as good, but it's the highest rated. That's what we do. It's the same thing with Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com. That's KEPM.com/gold, or call the number 720-605-3900. And get into silver, get into gold right now, because regardless, it will save your wealth and it's non-confiscatable and it's private. It'll probably go way up in this inflationary spiral we're in, but he's a huge sponsor. We would not even have the money to operate right now if it wasn't for him. And I'll tell you a little bit of inside baseball. With the bankruptcy and all the stuff that's gone on and the CRO that was here that didn't tell me for 6 months he wasn't ordering product, we're going to run out of product in about 2 months. And we're not going to even have enough supplements and products and T-shirts and books and films to keep going. We're going to have to bring on other sponsors who are great just to get the money to operate, to then reorder the product that you love to continue on. There's a good chance we can continue on. So it's so important. It's like the best company out there, the highest ratings, 25 years in business, the biggest silver dealer in bullion in the country, second biggest gold dealer, 4.9-star reviews. It's a win-win. You need it. He's great. He's awesome. He's smart. He has a great team. And we need it to operate and continue on. So it's a win-win. I haven't had a gold or silver sponsor in over a decade because I had three of them we signed up. They'd say, yeah, we're going to sell bullion, small markup to pay our bills. Fine. We're not communist. And then they would pitch him numismatics right away. I'm not doing that. This guy does not sell anything but true bullion, gold, and silver. And he's telling you, even though he makes more money on gold, don't buy gold right now, buy silver, because it's got the most to grow. And once silver, you know, does that, then gold will hit as well. So spend a few more minutes, because you never come on a really pitch. People need to get this. I'm like selling life rafts for folks going down a river. I mean, or, you know, life vests, you know, on the ocean. I mean, or snow cones in the Sahara Desert. I mean, this is not a hard pitch to do. I only feel good about things I believe in. When they call you, what do they do? What do you recommend? I know they'll talk to you. They'll do an assessment, a free assessment, and then it's free to sell your gold and silver back. Nobody that's big does that back. They get you on the resale, which shows you're so confident about the market. You're the place to go. People should write down the number. They should write down the website, kepm.com/gold/gold. We get the credit, so he ups his sponsorship. Critical to say Alex Jones sent you. Call the number, 720-605-3900. This is a no-brainer, folks. You need to take action. Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Yeah, I mean, you hit a lot of the key points. It's like gold and silver are great right now, inflationary world. Not all gold and silver are created equal, right? Don't get duped. I don't like collectibles. I don't like semi-numismatic rare coins, things that have a story. If you ever have that, you're going to overpay for it. That's why just strict bullion that always has a market to resell, because it's a manufacturing metal. Like, Sony, Samsung's, Lockheed Martin's of the world need silver for electronics and for their missiles and torpedoes and everything else. So when we want to liquidate it, it's a global market. It's a quick little phone call, flip of a button, and it's liquidated. If you have something that's rare or semi-rare, that comes with a story and you think, ooh, I'm going to get a double play on my investment. That dealer, when you want to sell it, has to make a call and say, hey, Jane Doe, if I got a deal for you, we just got this inventory in and it's going to be gone in a few days unless you act now, kind of a story. Nonsense.
So you become part of the scam when you sell that back.
Yeah, because there's not a ready-made market.
Well, you explain this, Doc. I know most listeners get it. Some uninsulted people's intelligence. For new listeners, people call you up, whatever today's silver or gold spot is, you're selling it to them with an 8% markup because they can resell it to you because you're going to hold their hand. You got to fund your operation. That's a very good deal. The best deal, obviously, why you're number one now after 25 years and overnight success story like I am. It's so simple, folks. The fact that they buy it back and sell it for no charge is the holy grail of guarantee. And then on top of that, again, how this works is people sell you these beautiful collectible coins. They're beautiful. You want to hang one up as an art piece, do it. But you never, almost never get back what you paid. But with Dr. Kirk Elliott, you can look at the cost at Kitco or on CNBC, and you call them up and say, hey, silver is this, gold is this. Yep, absolutely, ready to sell to you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're getting it directly from the depository. We drop ship from the depository. I don't have an inventory. Never have, never will. Right? So for everybody, just a little education here. Spot price for lack of a better explanation is the price of the metal as it's in the ground, still in the mountains. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they extract it out of the earth. They, you know, they chunk it off the rock, put it on trucks, bring it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. At that point, you get wholesale. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, you get the full wholesale price from the depository because we charge nothing when you liquidate. See, I want to make it really simple. We took away a lot of the moving pieces.
Yes, all you're doing is you're adding simple. The brains and the consultancy to get people the best deal. You're like a guide.
Yeah, correct.
Like Lewis and Clark had the end-to-end guides in across the country.
Yeah, we'll hold your hand through the economy, let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, all within this precious metal space. So the way that it works, you call or you fill out the form, you know, at kepm.com/gold. And you'll talk to one of my schedulers. We have like 20 of them. And you'll meet with one of my consultants where we'll dig in deep into your own personal situation. You know, are you looking for growth or income? You're about to retire. Are you young? Everybody's different, right? But to me, safety comes in tangible assets right now. And that's what we focus on. I'm never going to advise you or guide you. I'm not a financial advisor on your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, anything like that. Go to a stockbroker for that. But on your safe assets, your gold or silver, that's what we focus on for the safe part of your portfolio. Different times in history means that safe part of your portfolio should be bigger or smaller. You know, during the Reagan years, Trump years, could have been much smaller. Right now, with the world that we're seeing globally or geopolitically, the stuff that we're about to go over, that portion.
Yeah, let's start. We only got 20 minutes left, and I was interrupting. I mean, what a crazy world. China hoarding gold and silver, Russia, all the other governments, University of Texas hoarding gold and silver. What do you expect? Let's just say this. What's happening now in the economy? Let's go through your big stack sent me.
So we'll start with Russia. I mean, the BRICS nations to me, Alex, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, that are now BRICS plus because they have the oil producers, the United Arab Emirates, Iran, Saudi Arabia added into the mix. That to me is the biggest geopolitical pendulum shifting moment in history, right? Because it took the reserve currency away from the US dollar. Now, how that all happened, it's been going around for a while, but really intensified when Biden put economic sanctions on Putin when he invaded Ukraine, right? So when Russia-Ukraine conflict started. So for some reason, this current administration, the Biden administration, has this weird, awkward love affair with Ukraine, and they keep doing stuff that shoot us in the foot economically. You know, a few weeks ago, they slapped down 300 economic sanctions on Russia, ticked off Putin.
It's because they're laundering billions a month out of Ukraine.
Yeah. And then just yesterday, they escalated the economic war in Russia by deploying financial sanctions against secondary parties who conduct business with Moscow. So now it's not just against Russia. It's for businesses that do that. So here's one big example. So, and this is going to be a shocking example, but the secondary sanctions, the Russian division of the Bank of China, one of the other BRICS nations, is suspending operations with all Russian lenders currently sanctioned by the United States because they don't want to be sanctioned themselves. So this is just China. China's ceasing operations. And this bank, you know, this Bank of China, what do? They basically are responsible for the specializing and facilitating yuan payments between Russia and China. So this is going to tick off Putin even more. So when you look at stuff like this, what is the net effect? The net effect is every single time that we do something to Russia, then we provoke them. It's going to go to de-dollarize the world, right? And the dollar is going to lose even more value. So this isn't something, this de-dollarization, we think this has only been happening since Russia, Ukraine. No, that's when it intensified. That's when, it really was put on steroids. But you look back, you know, that the next article that I sent you, a Russian economist was talking about Putin's master plan of U.S. dominance. This goes back to 2014. Right. That Putin put together the Eurasian Economic Union to basically create a power center to rival the U.S. and Europe, because he saw after 2009, the big economic collapse that we were having, he saw the writing on the wall. Putin did. Right. He said, well, that inflationary pressures, their markets are collapsing. There's no way they're going to get out of this. There's stimulus money. They're creating inflation. The dollar's going to collapse. So he started putting all this together then. Now, the massive amount of stimulus money that was created after 2009 caused the delay in the U.S. financial, you know, elites getting their
and they use COVID as another bailout. So now the chickens are coming under roost. But I want to get to that in a moment. But let's go back to how big is it that China is even backing off to the West and acquiescing to block Russian money? What do you think that does?
Well, That will actually go to intensify the Russian malaise in their economy. Russia's economy is not good, right? And when Putin said, we're not going to exchange dollars anymore on our financial exchanges or in our currency exchanges, the dollars were traded a lot in Russia because it was actually stronger than a ruble. By doing that, he is hurting his own people really bad temporarily, and with the net effect of He will hurt his own people to get rid of the U.S. dollar.
I was about to say, long term, that'll make China not want to be under this gun either.
Yeah. I mean, so what Putin's doing here is very calculated risk, and it could blow up in his face, or it could make them the basically de facto leader of the BRICS nations policy moving forward. But whether that happens or not down the road, the current is, boy, we've got problems right now because he is de-dollarizing the world, like crazy. Alex, it's like crazy.
So as much as we see military wars, the real war is economic right now.
It is economic. And he doesn't actually have to work that hard to get this done. Because under Bidenomics, I mean, we've got inflationary pressures. People aren't working. Wages are coming down. Unemployment is through the roof. We've got rising interest rates, raising the cost of debt service. And so that's going to put downward pressure on the stock market. So an article just this morning came out that getting out of Dodge, hedge funds are selling and shorting stocks at the fastest pace in 2 years. It's like, wait a second.
By the way, here's the article. Getting out of Dodge, hedge funds are selling and shorting stocks at the fastest rate in 2 years. I mean, that means they're predicting a stock market crash.
That it's going to come down. You don't sell or short something unless you think it's going to go down because you want to lock in your profits. Now, but Alex, we just heard on the debate that Bidenomics was amazing, that the stock market's booming, right? And so, well, lies and more lies, right? And the hedge funds, which are not dumb people, these are very smart economists. They're very smart investors. They have multiple billion dollar hedge funds. And they're, what are they doing? They're shorting and they're selling because they don't see a good end game here for the U.S. markets. And so with this kind of economic activity happening under Bidenomics, you've got fewer people spending, Alex, which means fewer people are going to be working. So when you have fewer people spending, sales tax revenues come down, fewer people working, income tax revenues come down. So what's left?
Commercial real estate, all of it goes down.
All of it goes down. The government revenue streams come down. So therefore, their kind of mode is let's raise taxes or let's print more money, right? And this is where deficit spending comes in. You can't continue on the deficit spending that Biden is doing or that any president, I don't care what president is.
So bottom line, what does this do to inflation? What does this do in silver and gold under regular economic conditions?
Oh, and so this deficit spending, when you keep adding trillions of dollars to the national debt every single year, that's what that does. And we've got rising interest rates. Right now, the interest-only payments on our national debt are $1 trillion a year. Alex, we bring in like $4.8 trillion a year in federal tax revenue. We're pushing 20% of everything that we earn is towards interest-only payments on our debt. It's unsustainable at that point, right? So inflation is going to persist because you can't let the economy collapse. If you're a politician, if you're a policymaker, you're going to print your way out of it. I would call that inflate or die. Because
and that's why you predicted result. 6 months ago the Federal Reserve would not increase rates and would start QE and limited. They're doing it now.
Yeah, they're absolutely doing it. And to me, that wasn't even a hard projection to make because I know what the inflation numbers are. They're not what they say that they are. If inflation were low, like when you saw Jake Tapper on the debate, what did he say? With a straight face, as if it were just common sense. It's like, oh, inflation's only up 20% since Biden became president. Like, what is it really?
28%?
No, it's way worse than that. So there's this viral video going out of this guy who had something in his shopping cart that he bought, you know, like 3 years ago or 2 years. I think no, 3 years ago. And he paid $145 for it. You know, when you're like on Amazon or something, you say, hey, do you want to repurchase this whole bucket of stuff? He hit it. And it was over $400, right? It's like, man, that's not up 20%.
Wow, so that's a 200%.
That's up 185% in that 3 year span. But what is general inflation?
Like a side of bacon. It's up way more than 20%.
Oh yeah. Food prices have doubled. Yeah. Like meat prices have doubled. What's gas done? Gas is up well over 60%. From the time that Trump left office until now. So don't tell me it's 20% in 3 years.
So we got a few other points to hit. We're almost out of time. U.S. budget disaster ahead. We'll impoverish Americans. I'm going to play a clip in a moment, though. We play it almost every time you're on from last year with the FDIC board admitting we're going to grab your bank accounts. Folks, you need to, if you can get to the country, if you can, you know, be ready, grow a garden, canned food, store stuff, because I told people to buy storable food 3 years ago. Now it's like double the price. I mean, it is a smart move to get ready and prepared. And in that staple of things, getting right with God, having a place in the country, and having silver and gold, it's a no-brainer. But U.S. budget disaster ahead will impoverish Americans. Tell us about that article.
Yeah, so this is just what we were talking about. Deficit spending, ultimately that the weight of that debt and the weight of the interest payments on that debt will impoverish America because the government only has two options left: raise taxes or print money. Either one of them
and
are
war,
gonna be
and war, which you sent me, war cycle terms of economic cycle plunges. Oh, and that's even what even the Defense Department in France said, don't worry about the economy. We have a 30-year war with Russia. And Germany said the same thing. So they're now saying war is the new economy. What does that mean? Guns and butter.
Guns and butter, and they think, oh yeah, government spending, that'll get people hired because we have to make planes and we have to make ammunition. We have to make this and let's get people hired. But that's debt that produces that, right? That's not real economic growth. That ultimately causes inflation. War does not get you out of a depression or recession. It actually increases the debt and it tricks people, Alex, into thinking because people might temporarily work, but it's all debt. It's not real growth. And when you look at what Biden has done with the stupid DEI, you know, the diversity, equality, inclusionary things, we have dropped out of the global competitiveness top 10 list for the first time ever. Our amazing American economy is no longer in the top 10 in the world.
By the way, this is a Zero Hedge article. It links right to the big statistics, U.S. government. U.S. drops out of global competitiveness top 10 for the first time ever. What does this signify?
Well, that signifies it's really hard to get that back. Right? It's really, really hard. Just like if your fertility rate as a country dips below 2.0, which we have, right? It's like, that means when mom and dad die, they have two kids that replace themselves, right? That's what a fertility rate of 2.0 would mean. If you dip below that, it means there's not enough kids that are going to grow into this economy and ultimately work to pay for the benefits of the entitlements moving forward. So this competitive thing, we don't become competitive right away. This is going to take some time because it's going to take societal change. Even if Trump were to come into office tomorrow, some of the stuff that we have to realize is it's going to take so long to unwind and replace good with the damage that's already been done to our economy. It's going to take some time. It's not going to be a miraculous turnaround overnight. People need to realize that, right? But it can be done if you have the right leadership and you have strong leadership, courageous leadership, starts lowering taxes, lowering interest rates.
Why would the globalists want to undercut energy and undercut the economy? They want an implosion and come back with their digital currency, but the world's not buying into that, so they've screwed up, but they've still got a plan they've got set up, so they're still rolling forward. How do you see that colliding?
Well, I see that colliding as you, for that to win, that whole system of central bank digital currency to win, you have to get rid of the US dollar as the global hegemon currency, right? The world's reserve currency. That, for all intents and purposes, Alex, has already been done with the emergence of the BRICS nations and the elimination of the petrodollar.
And that's why our own politicians have been claiming they're fighting Russia and China while maneuvering us destruction.
That's right. And this is why, you know, you talked earlier in the show about how, oh, after your bankruptcy case, nobody's talking about it anymore. People are not talking about in mainstream media that Saudi Arabia is not going to use the U.S. dollar anymore. They're going to start using other currencies in exchange for good for their oil.
It's the same. We're almost out of time.
About that.
A few other articles you sent me. Another blow to the U.S. housing market. Tell us about that story.
Oh, so when you look at housing, that's one of the staples of everything, right? People, when inflation is going up, when people can't afford to buy houses, they rent, right? So now you can't get rentals for a good price. Rental prices are going up, so people are going to have to try to buy. But they can't because people aren't working as much. Their credit scores are diminished. The price of housing because of inflation is going through the roof. And you know what's not included in the consumer price index? Inflation or insurance on your autos and your homeowners insurance. Those are going through the roof because the cost of replacing a house is going through the roof.
And finally, this article, wait how much groceries will go up. They're saying they're going to go up even higher.
They're going to go up even higher. And that's that viral video that we just briefly
send it to me. I'll play it tomorrow.
Okay. I'll send it to you, but it's really interesting. And you see videos like this where people have said this, inflation isn't what they say it is. I'm spending money and it's tripling it. I don't know how I'm going to afford to live. I'm not even living an extravagant lifestyle and I can't afford to live. This is what's going to be the deterioration of America. And this is what the globalists want, because when people can't afford to make ends meet, they generally look to the government to be their supplier.
And then they bring in the central bank digital currency and the ESG and the social credit score. In closing, Dr. Elliott, the smartest move right now, it's not perfect, but it's the best move, is to call, get a consultancy with you, and get silver and get gold right now, which is a small amount, a large amount. It is the most performing, the most outperforming thing out there right now. And you're a great sponsor, and you're a patriot, and you've got the biggest company out there when it comes to silver. People need to call you at 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. She can be a bigger sponsor for us. Keep us on air. A symbiotic relationship. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. Go there. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. 60-second closing comment, Dr. Elliott.
You know, don't let fear grip you and paralyze you to inaction. That's what I want to leave people with. People watch the debate. It's like, oh my word, there's no hope. What are we going to do? You look at the inflationary pressures, you can't afford it, and it paralyzes you. And there's wars and rumors of wars. Let that be the stimulus that causes you to act and take a leap of faith and do something to protect your own finances. So give us a call. We'll hold your hand. We're not scary. We'll hold your hand through it and we'll encourage you and empower you to make a good decision. Ultimately, the decision is yours. Our goal is to equip you and encourage you to do the right thing.
Dr. Elliott perfectly said that. I called you a few years ago. Well, what's silver up right now?
Oh, close to 30.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.